Well, they've already got the second floor cleaned up because I accidentally got off on two today.
Oh, I was going to say, I haven't even seen the second floor.
It stopped on two. One of the sales guys got in. I wasn't paying attention. I got off.
Yeah. And it's not fair because the second floor looks almost identical to our third floor.
And I went in through the side door like I always do. And I went, damn! They moved all this around.
Yeah, because once you get off the elevator, the lobby portion of the two floors, like I said, almost identical. But you get behind the doors, totally different.
I actually started walking down the hall towards my studio, and I realized, okay, they couldn't have changed that much in the course of 3 or 4 days because Bob Pittman, our CEO, is coming.
Uh-huh.
That's when I realized I was on two. But it was really clean down there.
Oh, wow.
You get up here, still sort of hole-ish.
Yeah. They've been working hard, though. Because I could tell the difference on our floor walking around today.
When exactly is Bob Pittman, our chief executive officer and president, coming in?
I think his flight comes in today. So I don't even think he's coming to the office until tomorrow. I could be wrong. What I'd heard is that his flight comes in today or tonight, and then he might be in the office tomorrow.
It's not going to do him any good, all this cleanup, renovation. Because I took pictures of everything last week, and I'm going to show them to him when he comes in.
Russ, don't... all right, hang on. What role do I have to play here? Do you want me to do the, Russ, that's mean, or good?
I think we can all be on the same side on this one.
All right, good. Because I've been...
Alfie and Chloe, they probably have the nastiest desks.
They do.
They've been dodging Golden. What is Golden's last name? I always want to say Richards.
It's Perry.
Perry. Executive assistant.
Yeah. Oh, it was bad. I saw it at one point.
She's the one going around everybody going, all right, this can't be like this. Bob really doesn't like, this one's real, right? He doesn't like things leaning up against the walls.
That's what we've heard.
I'm sorry.
Then they're going to have to fire Don Davis. Right out of the box.
Zing.
Can he stand up straight? Nope. Fired. So
I had heard about Golden going around telling people, you know, trying to give them direction as far as what to clean up on their desk, reduce the clutter, and not to have things.
Oh, Dan came into my studio today. He goes, these people are crazy.
They are.
I just seen a really bad car wreck on the tollway. I couldn't get any words out because Dan kept talking for like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care about him.
They're pulling off of walls and desks and moving everything around because you wouldn't believe this. Then he goes on. I went, well, I'll just wait to tell him my story.
That's right. You wait.
Did he tell you what Alfie and I did when Golden came up?
No.
Yeah, that happened after. So after I gave you my rant, I go back into Alfie and Chloe's area, and then as I'm standing, Golden comes around the corner. Alfie sees her out of the corner of his eye, and then he says, go, we got to go, we got to go. And then they bolt through the door into the lobby away from Golden, leaving Golden looking like, where'd they go?
Well, because she's in charge. I'm sure Charlie put her in charge of making sure everything was tidied up. She's become the Grim Reaper.
However,
and it's not her fault.
It's not. However, she had a legitimate question for these two idiots that had nothing to do with cleaning up the desks.
What was it?
She's going around and giving everyone name tags for their cubicles or name plates.
I thought everybody had those.
Apparently not.
Did they change mine on my office?
I don't know.
No. It still says
him.
Yes.
Good. But yeah, it's like everyone that had an office had a name plate, but not in the cubicles. So she was going to ask Chloe and Alfie what they wanted for their nameplates.
No chance.
She didn't get a chance. They were just gone. It's like a puff of smoke.
What's wrong with Chloe, Alfie?
She wants to know specifically what title they want. They want just Chloe? Does it want to be Chloe Rayburn? Does it want to be Alfie? Does it want to be AC Cool Breeze?
You guys have, at the very top of your cubicles, at the very top of that goes up another, like, foot and a half, and it's a glass partition, right?
Yes.
Just spray paint on their Chloe.
That's right, because Golden did say to take off all pictures and stuff right there.
Why? Bob Pittman thinks we don't know people?
But if it's permanent, there you go.
That's true. Yeah, now anything on the glass
had to be partition, taken down.
Yeah, that's what they want taken down.
Why?
I don't know. After they bolted, I tried to ask Golden, what are the parameters? Because no one ever emailed us what the cubicle, you know, guidelines are. And she just said, well, basically, you know, just get rid of all the clutter.
Maybe they decided, you know, get rid of all the pictures. Because some of them might be okay, some might be risque, but to be fair, you tell everybody all pictures.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know if he's got something against babies or, you know, dogs. I don't know.
I'm gonna rat him out as soon as he comes in. Bob, come here. Look at this. Look in these drawers. Look under that. No, under that cubicle right there. That's right. That's a dead body.
Yeah, at one point, after Golden told me about the nameplate stuff for Chloe and Alfie, she said, well, can't you looked at their desk and said, can't they put some of this stuff in drawers? And she started to lean towards the drawer and said, Golden, don't do that.
No.
Do not open. And then it was too late. She opened a drawer. And then she like, shrieked and backed 2 feet away.
And we're not even going to explain what's in those drawers. It's just... she knows better. Plausible deniability.
That's right.
Don't if you ain't that. Open the drawer, you ain't seen it. This is not my dead body.
It's not. And I didn't exactly, in my office, I don't know if they're going to go ducking heads in office, but, you know, that emergency preparedness kit that Rob gave us all for Christmas, mm-hmm. and part of mine included a toilet bucket, that's still sitting next to the window of my office.
Just lock your door.
Well, that too.
They're not going to walk into a locked office.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, I haven't cleaned up my studio. I don't intend on it. Yeah. In fact, if I knew somebody that ran a salvage yard, I would have them come up and scatter things throughout the building. Well, it was clean yesterday, Bob, we swear. Where this transmission come from? We think that's Don Davis's, who, by the way, is leaning against a wall right now.
This is just such a damn mess. As people walk around. I had to ask Chloe and Alfie before the show if someone from promotions just cleaned up her desk. So,
or did she get fired?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
I guess she got a transfer to a different department. But
was she that nasty looking? Bob cannot see this one.
No, it's nothing like that at all. It was just I turned the corner. I was like, well, what happened to, you know, her desk? I had to ask. I was like, is she still here?
Is Bob making a tour of all the stations, the major markets? Because we're probably not the first on his list. So I'd like to talk to somebody where he's already been.
I know that this happened last week in Cleveland.
What happened there?
Randy James, Bowen Jim's producer.
I don't care how you found out. What happened there?
They were doing everything that we were doing here, painting doors, cleaning up, doing all this stuff.
Man, if I was CEO, that pissed me off. If I walked in and everything was freshly painted, I knew that was freshly painted.
Mm-hmm.
I'd start firing people.
If everything's freshly painted, what are you trying to hide?
Yeah, because you could smell it. You could smell the fresh paint.
Yeah, and they those walls have been painted for a week and a half now. Mm-hmm. I'm telling.
I would also think if I'm Bob, I'm looking at these cubicles, I'm thinking, did none of these people have family? They don't like picked some weird people that I employ.
We exist as one. There is no one else. Oh, we should put pictures on everybody's desk of Borgs.
Ooh, that's good.
That's not like good. Little family portraits. Man, we could this up. We can this up good.
A little Borg family, mom, mm-hmm. dad, kids, a little Borg dog.
Or Bob really just wanted to be a dick about it. He goes, you know, I just want to go see Edge Fest. I got no time to stop by the station.
That is actually my hope.
Because I think that's one of the biggest reasons. I know he's staying for Edge Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like they're doing all this. He may not come to the building. He may not even come to our floor.
He may want to see pictures. which all they have to do is take pictures of some other corporate office in another city and go, this is Dallas.
And I think that's what they want. They want to have uniformity.
I don't know why. Who sees all the corporate offices? It's not like we have listeners pick up gifts here, prizes, and then fly to Cleveland.
And we don't let them back in the offices. It's just the lobby to pick up the prize.
Well, don't you know somebody at Salvage Yard?
Yeah, he no longer works there, but he still has contacts there, obviously.
They don't have to be big things. We can get a bunch of little things and use our works arrow carts.
Ooh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
You know how we always junk it up, whatever venue we go to for the white trash party?
Oh, yeah.
Clo's always in charge of decoration.
Man, you're good.
Toilets, hay.
That's a skill.
Yeah. You name it. Makes a set of hee-haw look like the Taj Mahal, if you compare the two. Alfie, is there any way for us to access the PA system in the building?
I think I can figure that out. I don't know for sure, but I might be able to figure that out.
Yeah, you should just be able to do it on your phone.
Oh, okay.
Like a desk phone.
Then you can access both floors or just one floor?
I think it hits both.
Hmm.
Golden will tell us. Golden likes us.
I don't know if she likes us right now.
She likes me.
She likes you. She's stressed about this whole Pittman stuff, though.
She shouldn't let it be. It's not her fault. First of all, it's nobody's fault. The building's fine.
Yeah.
Building's making money. All the stations except 1190, they in the top 10 ratings-wise?
Yeah, I think so.
Then this place could look like Canton on Tuesday, and I bet Bob wouldn't care.
They're acting like he does.
Well, I have prepared something I want played on the PA system when he's in the building. Whether it's today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Attention. Attention. All iHeartMedia workers. Warning. Warning. Bob Pittman is coming. Bob Pittman is coming. Things that you should know about Bob Pittman, who is coming. He doesn't like things that lean against walls. He hates the color purple. The actual color. Not the Oprah movie. He has webbed toes. And a third nipple. He keeps his youthful looks by consuming the souls of the damned. He keeps an army of invisible micro drones flying around the station to monitor everyone all the time. He hates Luke Bryan and anyone that does impersonations of Luke Bryan. He travels with a personal chef who only makes wedge salads. He owns the moon. He's working on a secret dinosaur cloning project to enslave the Earth with. He and President Obama have created a machine that controls the weather. He travels around the country in his very own working Iron Man suit. He sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber filled with air from supermodel queefs. And he hates babies. Warning! Warning! Bob Pittman is coming.
Sorry, I'm spitting more. I'm having to do long cut because we're out of pouches.
Oh, is that what I smelled? Because normally your tobacco doesn't smell that strong.
No. I was out, clothes out. Clothes always my backup.
Right.
Because, I got some long cut. Well, fine, get it. Because it's a green stuff. I don't care.
What's the green?
It's not the blue.
Okay.
Exactly. Blue is like mint. Green is...
Was it like winter experiment?
Is green. Green is green. Didn't say what. I think it's called winter mint.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't get the green. But it doesn't say the flavor on it.
That's weird.
Original.
Maybe that's the flavor. Just original.
Oh. Okay.
Let me see.
Well, it doesn't say. Just let it go.
I'll smell it.
Man, I just want to be in the halls when that plays. You want to hear it and see people.
Running.
My God, what's happening? Is it Godzilla? No, Bob Pittman.
It's a building on fire? I wish. Alfie, I don't get it.
That's supposedly the access code. Pick up the warm line hotline, hit that, and you'll have access. For the PA system.
Oh, no.
Okay. Remember that for tomorrow when he gets here.
You got it.
Hey, Alfie.
Yo.
Can we hear pages back in the studio areas?
I don't
like
believe...
if Dan opened the door.
I don't know if that speaker's loud enough, but yeah,
we would be able to hear it. I don't know if we'd necessarily be able to hear it over the air.
I just wanted to test it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Well, if nobody can hear it, why test it?
Well, then
open the door. Attention. Can you hear it? Attention. Bob Pittman is coming. Nothing?
No. Try one more time.
I don't want to.
Okay. It sounded like the speaker was muted.
Maybe it's muted back in the studio areas. Since nobody knows how to close their doors. Mm. What you got on hold, Alfie?
That is R. Robert on line one.
Yes, Robert.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Didn't iHeart or Clear Channel or whatever they're called spend thousands and thousands of dollars repapering and painting and putting up pictures and all that other crap last year?
Yeah, I believe about, not the entire remodel, but I think the wallpaper was around 40 grand.
What are they effing worried about?
Bob Pittman. Ain't you heard?
I'm with you. Go get car parts and just screw them around the hallways tonight, whenever everybody's gone.
And just look at Golden. I don't know what happened.
Exactly.
Another thing is about
all this stuff is Charlie Wilkinson's. We should etch into the side of all the car parts.
Yeah,
property of Charlie. That way, nobody can clean them off.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks real property, Charlie Wilkinson.
Yeah,
and lean everything against walls.
Let's get some Kragers leaned up against the wall. They're also going to have to tell everyone not to use the bathroom.
Why?
Because as soon as someone goes in there and just does what they normally do in that bathroom, it kills anything else that's happened on these floors.
I bet tomorrow we will have bathroom attendants who will constantly check for boogers. Since, I don't know if women do it in their stalls, but up here, men like to wipe boogers above the urinals.
It's a thing.
I wonder how much extra manpower, money they've wasted. And how much we can undo in the course of 12 hours.
Oh, I have...
All of a sudden, I feel like Hannibal from the A-Team. That's right, name?
Yep. Do you have a plan?
I believe I do. And then tomorrow, when it's done, I will say I love it when a plan comes together. Somebody get me a big cigar. The size of a human leg. Are we allowed to have the animals up tomorrow for the segment?
I haven't heard anything otherwise.
Good.
To me, that's a yes.
I'll tell Mark to feed them a lot before they get here.
It's part of doing our community service as a broadcast outlet.
You see Bob walk down the hall. What the hell is that? I believe that's Charlie's. That's about Charlie's size.
Yep.
In fact, as Charlie walked down the hall after he copped a squat on this brand new carpet, he said, Bob Pittman.
That man's a rebel. The ironic thing is we're going to have to use one of his arrow carts to pick up his mess.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why all this is funny to me.
It's because everyone's running around and you're just kind of just doing your thing. It's kind of like the world moving like 1,000 miles per hour around you, and you're just kind of like, why is everyone crazy?
Well, we should all be concerned. He is chief executive officer and president.
I actually used it as an excuse to actually straighten up my office a little bit. All that really entailed was putting the desk underneath my desk. I mean, a box underneath my desk.
And, you know, that's what most people are doing. They're just hiding stuff. They're not taking it home.
No.
That's why I'm going to tell Bob. You need to check drawers, check under everything.
Oh. What?
I got to say this off the air, otherwise they'll be ready for us.
Okay.
We get all this crap from, you know, one of close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take them all.
Ooh, that's good.
Yep. And have that be the first office we send Mr. Pittman to.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you should. I'm not telling you what you do. You're CEO. But this is the office I'd look in first.
Mm-hmm. Massive hoarder. Big, big problem. There might be dead things in there.
Some of us don't even like to go near there because you don't know. Somebody went in there one time and got listeria.
There's an intern that went in there. We haven't seen since.
Do we need a break?
Yes.
Can I play this once more?
Please.
Attention. Attention. All iHeartMedia workers. Warning. Warning. Bob Pittman is...
Kind of sounds like the robot from Lost in Space.
That's why it sounds familiar. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Danger Wolverine. Yeah.
Yeah, he says danger.
Still, it sounds very similar.
Maybe I should look into doing voice work.
Yeah. It's working enough for Chris Ryan.
Attention. Attention. All iHeartMedia workers. Warning. Warning. Bob Pittman is coming. Bob Pittman is coming. Things that you should know about Bob Pittman, who is coming. He doesn't like things that lean against walls. He hates the color purple. The actual color, not the Oprah movie. He has webbed toes and a third nipple. He keeps his youthful looks by consuming the souls of the damned. He keeps an army of invisible micro drones flying around the station to monitor everyone all the time. He hates Luke Bryan and anyone that does impersonations of Luke Bryan.
Oh, hell.
He travels with a personal chef who only makes wedge salads. He owns the moon. He's working on a secret dinosaur cloning project to enslave the Earth with. He and President Obama have created a machine that controls the weather. He travels around the country in his very own working Iron Man suit. He sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber filled with air from supermodel Queen.
Is that right?
What?
Hyperbaric?
Yeah.
I thought it was hyperbolic.
That's words.
Hyperbolic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hyperbolic meaning you're using hyperbole.
Okay. Glad I didn't change it.
You're good. Although now
one of those ends with a preposition, though. I hated that one.
I could feel it, the wince in your voice. To
enslave the earth with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't have time to reword it.
I'm sorry.
Working Iron Man suit. He sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber filled with air from supermodel queefs. And he hates babies. Warning! Warning! Bob Pittman is coming.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:37, first check on traffic. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by European Wax Center. Not a whole lot going on right now. We'll get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30. Right at 75, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Lamar Griffin. In Garland, southbound 635, just after Northwest Highway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Fortunately, traffic's jacked up all the way back from the High 5. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Keller Hicks, road construction has the left lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Westport Parkway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Whataburger. Tonight, scattered storms are likely with a low of 68. Then tomorrow, more storms and a high around 80. Right now, it's 73 and 97.1, the Eagle.
Hey, this is Jesse James Dupree from Jackal. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. They watch over our families. Let's watch over them. Please donate today at RussMartin.com. Pa-pow!
So have they actually put the new logo atop the building, the iHeartMedia?
No, they have not.
I saw them taking it down last week.
The old logo.
Right, the old logo, sorry.
Somehow, Alfie snagged, is across, two sides of our building. It's at Clear Channel Broadcasting? Did it just say Clear Channel?
Just said Clear Channel.
He got Clo the C.
Nice.
And somehow he got me the R.
Also nice.
Which is in my studio. You can see on Alfie's cam.
Yeah, it looks good.
Pop it. There. Thought it'd be bigger than that.
I know on one hand, when I first saw it, I was like, that's a big R. But then thinking at the top of a building, yeah,
What is it, Alfie, a couple of feet?
It's about 4 feet tall. I think it comes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't look that big on camera. Nothing for you, Dan.
Yeah, one damn no D's in Clear Channel.
Did you get an A, Alfie?
I did get an A. In fact, I got multiple A's.
Well, hey, if they haven't put the iHeartMedia thing up there yet, when the letters come in, will you snag me the D?
I can try. It's a lowercase D, I think, though.
That's okay. I just want the D, Alfie.
I'll give you the D, Dan.
I do it.
They're going to see it from the street look like hair lips work here. I heart me.
Well, that wouldn't be entirely inaccurate.
Anyway, I saw a big, not a big wreck, but a wreck on the tollway today.
Yeah, it was a good one. Had a lot of action.
A guy driving a, looked like a mid-80s Suburban. He was over in the far, I think, far right-hand lane. I will roll the video while we talk about it. Because I caught it on my dash cam.
Oh, yeah. So you got it loaded up in the stream?
Yeah. And I sent it, when I'd sent it over to Fox 41. Here, you guys can use this if you want it.
Nice.
I told the desk editor, I went, if Eager doesn't courtesy credit me on this, I'm going to punch him right in the He sent back an email. He said, I will tell him exactly like that.
He should send a tweet to Eager, see if he's going to use it.
And the left rear wheel, the entire wheel came off. He didn't blow a tire. He lost a wheel.
Whew.
And this guy starts, the Suburban starts spinning in circles, pegs one car. And when it was all over, I made a visual check of the guy in the Suburban to make sure he was okay. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting there sideways with his tail end up against the guardrail with both hands on the wheel going, all right, he's fine.
He's just catatonic.
And one of the cars that he pegged, checked on her, she was fine. And then I went about my day.
Mm.
You Batman. Yeah, I was kind of hoping somebody would be trapped in a car so I could bust out a window. Like, catch it all on my dash cam.
And you run up with a lighter, start a fire.
Yeah, hang on, I got to move my car a little bit.
I'll help you. Hang on, let me start this fire.
Okay, you watch it. And that's where he loses it.
Woo-hoo! Damn.
Now it's nothing but sparks. Nice. Oh, slings. He's in a power slide. Pegs one car. Yeah. Does a complete 180. And then he's just sitting there.
Whoo.
And then I pull up behind the car that he pegged.
A minivan.
Yeah.
And the tire goes to the other side. Hey, hello, everybody.
Well, that was the first thing I watched when the wheel came off. I was actually on the phone at the time.
Mm.
And using hands free.
No, okay. Make, yeah.
Talking to one of the contractors. I went, hang on. Wheel, come off the truck. Hold on a second.
You're just the epitome of calm.
There's nothing I could do. I've got to watch the truck to see which way he's going to go. Because he was like maybe two car lengths, two or three ahead of me. And I also had to watch to see where the wheel was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it bounced into oncoming traffic, so I was fine.
That was cool the way it just bounced over.
Yeah, it shot right up the retaining wall, right into oncoming traffic. It was one of those where after the Suburban comes to a stop, the tire is still going in, on the opposite side.
Yeah, I don't think anybody hit it as I reviewed the footage. I forgot what I was going to say. All right. Yeah.
Good sparks.
Mm-hmm. Damn. And I don't know why. He had his headlights on, which is kind of added to it.
He's just driving safe. It's cloudy.
Where am I?
Man, wait till I get my hands on Brian, the idiot that put my wheels on my car. I knew I shouldn't trust any tire repair to Brian and Leron.
Mm-hmm.
Running around with loose lugs. I've never seen that happen. I know it happens. And I just don't know if things, you know, because it was an older Suburban, I don't know if it just had rusted.
Yeah.
But you still want to stop and go, how does a wheel come off?
Right. Completely intact.
You know, it's you got 5-6 lugs. That was a total failure.
Yeah, I wonder if that was like a do-it-yourselfer, and he just put new tires on and forgot to tighten his lugs. But if
I don't know, I didn't get a good look at the wheel to see if it looked new.
You'd get a chance to ask it as it flew across traffic.
I already posted it on Facebook, so if you want to see it, you can see it there. Or I'll play it again on the stream.
That's a good action shot.
But finally, dash cam paid off.
Mm-hmm. And it really is. It's if you drove during a rush hour every day, I can't imagine all the extra stuff you would catch. Because I would think
just from
volume.
I don't know if you'd actually, you'd have to be, like in this instance, it's just one of those happenstances. I was at the head of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't stuck in traffic. I got to see it happen. Normally, all you get to see is the aftermath. You don't get to see it in action.
No.
And then I think the tollway was blocked for a couple of hours.
A couple out for that?
I think. I don't know.
It seems kind of...
Well, you know, sometimes when I go, well, this accident's, because I leave KRLB on in my studio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the accident's finally cleared on the tollway at Keller Springs. So, you never know.
Right.
I don't know if the cops call them, go, hey, all's clear. They check scan. I don't know where they get their traffic info.
I don't either.
And I don't know if there are any, TxDOT cams on the tollways?
There are, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, there must be, because we saw that Pepsi truck that flipped over on its side one time.
That is, yeah. Yep, they got those.
That was a good one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That one guy narrowly avoided death.
And it was amazing. Nobody hit that truck, because he cleared the median sideways and still maintained control of that truck. And some idiot, you watch the video, you probably still find it on YouTube, is to the passenger side of this Pepsi 18-wheeler. And they bounce off the side of the 18-wheeler once. I don't know what they were doing. And then they bounce back into it and happen to catch the front right tire. So you know that just his steering wheel was of no use at that point because it just slammed the tire immediately, the wheel to the left. And that's when he went airborne and crossed the median sideways. And amazingly, nobody on the other side of the tollway hit him. That was impressive.
Yeah, that one car that just narrowly escaped.
Felt like it looked like something out of Fast and the Furious.
All kinds of stuff in his pants.
This was a few years ago when it happened. And I got an email from a guy that works with the driver of that truck.
Mm-hmm.
Does he want to come on? He goes, no. And when you tell him, I said, F Batman. He's new Batman. You drive a truck sideways, not hit anybody. Even John McClane can't do that.
Well, no, he's not real.
Make any difference.
But if he was.
Okay. You got audio? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I got some audio. I've got, this is good. Do you remember your favorite pastor, Creflo Dollar?
Yes.
Televangelist.
Mm-hmm.
Like a month ago, we had talked about how he was asking his congregation to donate money for a $65 million jet for the church.
Because he needed a new one.
Yeah. Well, he had a response. It's cut 8. This is what he told his congregation on April 19th in response to all the naysayers in the media saying that he shouldn't have a jet.
The enemy has got to discredit the voices of faith and grace and truth because he don't want you to know that you can walk on the water if you can look at Jesus. I got to discredit that man before he starts showing people Jesus. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think it was something for me to believe God, and let me tell you something about me believing God. I can dream as long as I want to. I can believe God as long as I want to. If I want to believe God for a $65 million plane, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me from dreaming. You can't stop me from dreaming. I'm going to dream until Jesus comes. And here's another thing I want you to understand. understand that if they
I need some repair work done on one of my Bentleys.
What does he have?
Rolls?
He might have had both. I think it's a Bentley.
Whatever.
He's got some expensive-ass cars.
Discover life on Mars. If you think a $65 million plane was too much, if they discover that there's life on Mars, they're going to need to hear the gospel, and I'm going to have to believe God for a $1 billion space shuttle because we got to preach the gospel on Mars.
I don't understand any of that.
What do you say?
If we can waste money to go to Mars, I can have a $65 million jet.
Sort of. He's saying that if they discover life on Mars, he's going to ask God for $1 billion to get him to Mars to preach the gospel to the little green men. He will go wherever he has to, doesn't matter the cost, to preach the word of Jesus.
Creflo, it's a one-way trip, though. You cool with that?
Mm-hmm. God will get me back!
Mm-hmm. That's why he wants the billion-dollar version. He wants the return capabilities. The sad thing about Mars is you can't drive a Rolls on it.
And here's another thing I want you to understand. That if they discover life on Mars, if you think a $65 million plane was too much, right. If they discover that there's life on Mars, they're going to need to hear the gospel, and I'm going to have to believe God for $1 billion space shuttle because we got to preach the gospel on Mars.
Right. You go tell that.
I dare you to tell me I can't dream. Right. I dare you to tell me that I can't believe God. If I find Jesus, I'm going to look at Jesus until it comes to pass because with God, all things are possible to him that believes.
That's going to be a hard one to explain to Jesus why you needed $65 million. I'm Jesus, I'm going to punch you right in the...
Spread your word.
What? You spent what?
I'm
spreading the word.
Spreading your word, Jesus. I'm getting the word out.
All the naysayers, they don't want the word to get out.
You're on television.
Well, not everybody got TV sets.
You know, for $65 million, you could make sure everybody had TV sets.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you could spread the gospel all the time.
Yeah, but it need face-to-face.
I'll Skype a few of them.
No, Jesus was face-to-face. I got to be face-to-face.
Well, Jesus didn't get to meet everybody. who told you this?
If there was flight, he would have.
Jesus could fly. Jesus fly where he wanted. He just didn't want to show off.
He should have done it a couple times to spread
the
word.
Plus, he didn't like to fly because he didn't wear no panties. People see up his robe.
And his entire congregation is behind. Yeah, we need a $65 million jet.
They're on their feet cheering, just saying, yes, Reverend, yes.
I got to see. See if I can open up a browser without my computer locking up. What a $65 million jet looks like.
It's the, I forget the name of it, but it's the new.
Is it a Gulfstream?
Yeah, it's a new Gulfstream, like 6 or something. It's the new one that hasn't even been, they were just taking orders for it. I don't even think there's any out yet. Except maybe like a floor model.
I don't really know what to Google. I just Googled $65 million jet.
That'll work. It should
but
get
the
me
first
something.
Result comes up. Creflo Dollar on a $65 million jet.
Yeah.
Let me look at images. All Creflo Dollar. You think I'm kidding?
I believe you.
And look. Let me see. All it. I typed in was $65 million jet.
Damn! Oh, I like that one with the dollar signs.
Mm-hmm. How'd you find that, Alfie?
I found the article that Dan's reading from.
Okay.
It's a Gulfstream.
I told you it's a Gulfstream.
Mm-hmm.
650.
They work the price in there. That way you know.
That's right.
How much is this one? What's it called? Gulfstream 650. That means $65 million.
Okay, then.
All right, and it seats how many?
I think maybe 24 at most.
Would you just count the windows on the side?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 16.
Okay.
You're assuming that everybody gets windows.
Yeah.
Why can't he just buy a Piper Cub or something like that?
He's got to go around the world.
Where's he going to go?
South America, Central America, Africa. I don't know. Any place. Maybe the godless heathens of Monaco. or Paris, any other place where you want to, you feel like taking a trip. You know where they need Jesus? The Maldives.
Where else ain't I been?
Bora Bora.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know who needs Jesus? Tahiti. Man, Tahiti needs some Jesus.
I'm looking at the some interior shots.
I'm gonna help people find Jesus in an overwater bungalow. Look at the water, baby. That's Jesus.
Look at the interior. Some of this. That's nicer than any limo I've ever been in.
Damn.
Nicer than my house.
I was gonna say that right there. That's some serious lacquer.
And I think that may be the bedroom.
Yeah, that's the other thing with that jet.
And see, they when you think of seats, I was thinking, you know, seats like on a commercial airliner.
Right.
No, these seats are just wherever they want to put them.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. It's just like it's basically a big conversion in a way. So you could probably deck it out to however you want it.
It looks like somebody's living room. You got a seat here. You got a great big couch. There's another seat on the other side of the aisle next to the. Is that a salad bar?
What? Let me see.
Right here.
Either a wet bar or a salad bar.
Or Bob Pittman's wedge salad bar.
I think I'm still looking at the right plane. That may be that may be an Airbus. Now there's the Gulfstream 650.
All right.
That's a big effing plane. Image is too small for me to read any of the stats. Guess who makes the engine?
Rolls-Royce.
Ding.
Bam! Yeah.
You know that was a deciding factor.
This jet's got a phantom engine.
God don't want me flying all over the world with some Tecumseh engine or whatever they put on lawnmowers. I got to have a Rolls-Royce.
You can't have a private jet that's hauling around a Briggs and Stratton. Yeah.
I think Rolls makes most of the jet engines,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's still...
Well, he was still probably limited.
Yeah, you are pretty limited as far as, you know, jet engines, but still, it adds to it. What's wrong with the Honda engine?
I'm a Rolls man.
Oh, okay.
It's what I drive, that's what I fly in. Mm. God wants me to fly in a Rolls Royce.
I'm sorry, a what?
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
That's what I said.
I don't think so. But okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you call your jet engines? Oh, that's right. You don't own ones.
That's true. Ones.
And it's, you listen to this congregation. We need a break, don't we?
Yes.
Congregation in the background. There's not one person going, oh, what? You want a what?
Did I miss something?
Yeah, but you know when they go tell that story to other people later, they're going to be like, what? At the coffee shop later.
No, they'll probably... Congregation goes out, my pastor got a $65 million jet.
It's a bragging point. It's kind of like bragging on your favorite sports team. It's like the Mavs. They have some of the nicest lockers in all of basketball. Yeah. Dallas Mavericks got PlayStations in their lockers.
My pastor drives a Rolls Royce because he's tight with God. I said tight. What's your pastor drive? A Prius?
Yeah.
You obviously he's praying to the wrong God.
He drives a Prius C.
What's that for?
I don't know. It's just like a smaller version of a regular Prius.
You can't even afford a regular Prius?
Well, I
damn, you're going to hell.
Well, no, I mean, I guess I just assumed that Prius C meant like the C was for Christ.
I figured it was a model for women. Well, somebody had to say it. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
405, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Westbound 20, right at 35W, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Oak Grove Road. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Keller Hicks. Road construction there still has that left lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Westport Parkway. And finally in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at 45. The earlier incident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still kind of unwinding back from Lamar Griffin. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon tomorrow. Not only is it his last day here at the Eagle, but he's also going to be giving away a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 at the JEXA. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by DART. Scattered storms tonight, 68 for a low. Then tomorrow, more storms and a high around 80. Right now, 74. The 97.1, the Eagle.
Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Did you see the video? I think it was on Inside Edition. I guess a guy had had enough of this drone flying over his house.
No.
He goes outside with his shotgun and takes it out.
Nice. I feel like that's not the first time that's happened.
I pulled a piece of the Inside Edition story. Because obviously they're showing a lot of B-roll. First of all, I don't know how. Well, I'll play this first, then I'll explain you. I don't know.
Larry Bro of Valencia, California, is the homeowner who shot down the drone. He told me he believes the drone was sent over his house in a deliberate act of harassment.
I get an anonymous phone call on my answer machine saying, get rid of your eyesore sign or you won't have any privacy.
This is the sign. It's at the entrance to his property, and it advertises a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for an organic lemon business he wants to start.
Do you believe that your neighbors are upset that you have that sign up there?
I believe one of them is.
Isn't that what it specifically said in the note?
I guess. What note?
The note that left the guy, take down your sign or we're going to
The message?
Yeah.
It just said take down the sign.
Yeah.
I guess it's ugly.
Or lose all your privacy.
Yeah. Then I found the actual footage that the homeowner shot. He had a friend behind him with a cell phone recording it.
Oh.
What I don't get is how the homeowner, the video the homeowner posted himself under his name on YouTube, how he's got video from the drone as well as his own video from his own cell phone. How would you get video from the drone? Unless, I guess he just took it from Inside Edition. I don't know.
Is it possible that it was on the drone when he shot it and he got whatever device? Might have been attached to the drone?
He was holding the drone in the news story.
Okay.
Now, this isn't really dramatic, but the video goes from the drone's POV to whatever the guy's name was. Hold on.
Larry Bro of Valencia.
Larry.
All right, Larry.
Larry's buddy's holding a cell phone, so it cuts back and forth between the footage between both of them.
Okay.
So you hear the drone. Then you hear Larry running around the house, trying to get a good shot at it. First shot.
Nice.
And then the perspective from the drone as it gets shot.
Nice.
It's like it kind of tries.
Yeah. Nope, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, it doesn't immediately just cut out. It's like the lens cracks, and then it just goes, all right, I give up. But it's just funny. And the video was a lot longer, but it's just funny. I'm running back and forth around the house. He hears it, but I guess those damn things are loud. Big, it looked like it was pretty good ways over his house.
Yeah, I've heard one before hovering over, and I want to say it was like 30 feet. And yeah, you can hear it. It calls. It makes you want to look.
And it's a distinctive sound.
Yeah.
Those four rotors. So he came out his front door. The drone's obviously still over his house. And he takes aim, but then the drone goes over his house. So that's why he's got to run around.
Okay.
And then finally he got to the back side of the house, from what I could tell,
mm-hmm.
and took it up.
This is my airspace.
And I don't know what the distance. First of all, it didn't look like a huge drone. Like the, it looked like the lower end models, like the one I bought Alfie that he never plays with.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly how big that is because it's still in my office.
I play with it. I just don't want to lose it. I like to play with it up here in the studio or in the building, not outside.
Okay. Just because that's when I lost mine. But you don't have to take it up too high.
I'm just afraid of wind, and especially any wind caused by the building. I'm afraid it's going to fly into the tollway and get run over first time I take it out.
You know you can take it home.
I can, but even then I'm afraid that...
Well, then throw it away.
I want it for up here.
But you don't use it. You haven't shot any video for me that I could use on the video stream. You've done nothing.
I've tried to. When it was snowing, I took it outside on the side of the building, but the wind was just too hard and the downdrafts were too hard for me to get any lift out of it.
There are other videos you could shoot in the hallways, though.
People up here get really, really pissed off at the drone, though.
That's a,
and all of a sudden you care that, about that. Why?
Yeah.
Because we reached a point with that person, I think.
Oh. Well, then just start flying it into Billy's studio.
Yeah. He loves distractions.
I will, then.
I don't touch it. I don't care. Anyway, it looked like a smaller one.
Okay.
And I don't know what the distance is on those. I don't know how far away you can be and can control it. All I know is mine got 150 feet away from me, and I lost it after 3 days. I even bought the extra battery pack, which was like another $60. Still sits in one of my rooms, charging, waiting for its master to come back.
It's too bad, because you know someone in your development got a drone out of it.
Maybe, or it's stuck in a tree someplace. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Larry, this ain't his first time, I'm guessing, taking shots at drones.
Mm-hmm. Target practice. He's been waiting for this for years.
So I'm just curious how far away the operator was. Because if I saw a guy pointing a shotgun at my drone, I believe I would hightail it out of there.
Yes.
Oh, he can't hit that from that distance.
Mm.
I believe Larry did. Oh, damn it. I should have added music underneath this. Was it Valkyrie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Killed a wabbit.
I'm going to give it one last note.
Nope, ain't gonna happen.
It sounds like you can hear the shotgun blast from the drone.
Yeah.
Which comes pretty good ways before it craps out. Hear it there?
Yep.
Damn it. Got all four rotors.
So did Larry get in trouble with the police?
I didn't see. None of that was in the Inside Edition story, which was like 3 minutes long. They didn't say anything about the cops, whether that's... I don't know. I don't know if it's legal to shoot drones out of the sky.
I wouldn't think so, because I think they would probably want to charge you with firing a weapon inside city limits.
Well, I didn't pay attention. In the story, did it say where it was?
Larry Bro of Valencia, California.
All right, Valencia. Maybe it's legal. Or maybe he's in an unincorporated area where necks like to live so they can shoot anytime they want.
Mm-hmm.
But we know you can't, at least, what was it, Mesquite? You can't discharge a firearm, even if you're trying to fend off would-be burglars.
Yeah, you're allowed to shoot at them, but you're not allowed to give warning shots.
Into the ground.
Right.
It's a plumber. Last year, a year before, somebody was beating on his back fence trying to get in. He blows a round off into the ground. And because he laid his own sprinkler system, he knew where he could shoot. And they arrested him for it.
Yeah, and whoever it was that was trying to get into his backyard never found.
No, the cops, when they showed up, they spent too much time arresting the owner than looking for the people that were trying to get in the yard. I think he was eventually cleared of all that.
Yeah, they dropped it after, I think it got real public.
More audio?
Sure. Cut 7.
Hang on a second. What is line 1, Alfie?
He's calling with speculation that internet people have about this video.
Okay. Yes, Adam.
Yes, Russ, I was just going to let you know that according to another article I found on that drone shooting, that it's actually a hoax. The guy was just trying to get publicity for his organic lemon farm that he did on Kickstarter fundraising.
And I just gave him promote. You know, that makes sense. That's how he was able to have, I guess, video. I don't know. Yeah. In the Inside Edition piece, it got a little, because a lot of it was visual and it would be confusing on the air. I cut a lot of that out. But they said on his Kickstarter page, there's some aerial footage of his house that looks exactly like the footage that was pulled from that drone.
Yeah, and if you really look closely at the part of the video that he posted online where he actually fires at the drone, exactly when they go back to the drone footage, it's actually the cracked screen and the scattered is actually put in post-production. So he did that himself afterwards.
All right, now I feel like a bigger douche. So I should have noticed that, but I've never seen a drone get shot.
Well, yeah, there's no way you could know that.
But just thought I'd let you know.
And Inside Edition fell for all of it, too.
And apparently a bunch of different news agencies have fallen for it as well. This guy apparently confessed to some other, at least online news company, News Flare Breaking or something along those lines, that he just did it himself with his friend that owns the drone. They didn't actually shoot the drone at all. The guy just landed the drone and then they had the footage and stuff.
Okay. That answers the other question, is how could the drone continue to operate after it'd been shot?
Yeah.
Because you hear the shotgun blast and, you know, even with the distance sound traveling, blah, blah, it's not going to take that long for it to drop.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And the drone, from the little bit of video that it shows from his friend that was following him and pointing up towards the drone, it looks like one of those DJI very expensive drones. So since this was overall a hoax, the drone is $600 to $1,000, depending on what model you pick up. So, and it has the built-in video cameras and stuff, so it's not like a GoPro that's added on. It has its built-in camera and stuff.
And they even asked him at the end of the Inside Edition piece, so you don't own a drone? I do not. And you didn't shoot your own drone? I did not.
Exactly.
So they were kind of, okay, thanks, sir. Yeah, that's what I get for not checking it out. Got it on the first shot. I should have known that was the first flag.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think in the drone audio you wouldn't have necessarily heard the shotgun blast.
No, it should have been instant. Well, it would have picked it up. But that's why I was confused of, you can hear the shotgun blast before it totally craps out.
Right.
All right, I'm an idiot. Give me the bottle.
Are you punishing yourself?
I am.
I will show my body. How dare you?
I knew there was something else to it, but I just thought it was funny. Only because we've had listeners call before. They ain't spraying for mosquitoes over my house.
What are they doing? Or why not?
Because I own it.
What, the airspace?
You mean look for it?
Yes.
I have no idea what I would have named that file.
Purple. Yeah. Let's try that.
Just so you know, a conversation very similar to this ran yesterday during Best Of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we tried finding the purple file, and I don't think you found it.
He's got it.
Well, I know I got it because I played it before. Give me a second.
Okay.
What I've called it.
Airspace?
I think I know. No.
Oh.
I thought I called it stupidest caller we've ever had.
That actually rings a bell.
Give me another second.
Okay.
So this exact thing happened yesterday.
This exact thing ran in Best Of yesterday.
Well, in the Best Of clip, did we find the audio?
We never did.
So now, and see this way, if we find it, then it's new.
Yeah.
But it's still old.
let's try spraying. No.
Did you check my flash?
Would it be on there?
It's worth a shot. Do the stupidest call. Try that.
Nope.
Yeah, well.
Let's try purple on your flash. Why the hell is there a Deep Purple tribute on your flash drive?
I don't know. Oh, that's why.
Somebody from Deep Purple die?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, the keyboard player, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's funny.
See, we got the payoff today. We didn't get yesterday in Best Buy. I know you've played it before. So I know we haven't.
I'm just trying Dallas.
Could it just be on a, do you have another flash drive?
And, it's really? This flash drive's got like 1,500 files on it, and it's supposed to be just for one folder for each day, but I cram them all into one folder.
Are you checking the whole drive or just a folder?
I'm checking the whole drive.
Okay. Could it be you just saved it on that computer?
No. All right. I'm done.
All right.
Damn. I'm pretty sure I call it stupidest caller.
I think you are. Mm-hmm. And that's what, what I'm trying to... I feel like you've played it not that long ago. Yeah. Like a few months, maybe.
I'm searching for everything now.
Okay.
Search the network.
Airspace. Because he said he owned the airspace up to purple.
Yep.
Deadly air, airplane, air checks. Mm. No.
Mosquito?
I'll try it. This last one.
That's not going to be it.
Nope. All right. You got audio?
Yes.
Okay.
Cut 7 for one of the junkets that they're having to do for the new Avengers movie. Robert Downey Jr. was doing an interview with a guy named Krishnan Gurumurthy, who works for the UK's Channel 4 News. It was for the junket for Avengers. And the interviewer decided just to bring up Robert Downey Jr.'s past as far as drugs and arrest, as opposed to just talking about the movie, and makes it awkward.
Did you already tell me what clip?
7, yes.
No, you didn't.
I did, 7.
The dark periods you entered and taking drugs and drinking and all of that. And I just wondered whether, you know, you think you're free of all of that or whether that's still something.
I'm sorry, I really don't. What are we doing?
Well, I'm just asking questions, that's all.
Right.
I
mean,
okay.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
I'm sorry.
You seem okay. It's just getting a little dinosaur in your...
No, look, I don't want to do that.
Thank you.
Are you off to do drugs? Maybe there's an agreement when you do an interview. Yeah, if this was part of a junket.
Yes, part of a junket.
You go, okay. Here are things you can ask. Here are things you can ask. You start asking something. It's like, hey, I warned you, bye.
The guy started out with the question asking Robert Downey Jr. something about an old interview where he gave an answer. Then it got attention because it seemed like it was a liberal response. And Robert Downey Jr. said, well, just in that moment, whatever I said was in that moment. It doesn't necessarily make me Republican or conservative or liberal. It's just what I felt in that moment. And then that's when the guy hits him. Well, why are we talking about your past? What about all the drugs and stuff?
When you made those comments, were you on drugs?
He's like, I'm here to promote.
Why don't you ask him about the times where he admitted to, you know, he'd get bored with his friends and make out with them.
That would be interesting.
That'd be a question I want to know.
So, how high do you have to be?
Well, you look at your buddy and go, hey, you know what? This game's get a little boring. They're in the commercials. You gonna blow each other?
Yeah, I'm about there. That buzz pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But in that happy spot. You know that whiskey something matrix?
Something about the way... Yeah, no.
Alfie says line 1.
There is no whiskey matrix about blowing your friends. Yes, Patrick.
Hey, Russ. We were hoping to get a few minutes when you had a few minutes to talk with you about the video and the close call with the Suburban and the tire this morning.
Why would he know? You think I had something to do with it?
No, I don't think you have anything to do with it. I just, you know what? It's pretty amazing video. You don't, you know, things like that happen, and to see them actually happen, it just kind of brings it home. And we're hoping to.
I think you're setting me up for something. Are you going to use my mugshot?
No, but you know what? I would send Fiona Gorostiza if she were still here.
Oh, you want to send somebody up?
I have a. I'd like to send a reporter over to visit with you, and but it's not Fiona since she's gone.
Where'd she go?
She went to Palm Springs.
I thought she was in San Antonio.
So, oh. Unfortunately.
Does this guy work for Channel 4?
He says he does.
Oh, okay.
Alfie, how do you know he works for Channel 4?
I asked him to give me his email address as quick as he could.
I can have him show you a card, but I know that probably won't be good enough for you. But
No, it's okay. He's got the good background.
You can look him up. You know what? I can give you his name, and you can look him up online and hope it's not a fake profile.
Who did I send the video to today at Fox 4?
I think you sent it to the KDFW account.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I have a reporter's hit, Rob. I don't know if you've seen him on. He's on the evening.
I want Saul Garza.
Carl's sleeping.
Or Sean Rabb.
Yeah, Sean's on another story, unfortunately.
Doing what? What's more important than me?
Nobody.
I've already plugged it. I said it was going to be on your news. You're going to get the rating. No, I don't want to talk to a reporter. I just cut my hair. It looks like crap.
Really? Oh, well, with all the work, you know what? People, with all the work you do for veterans and police, I think a lot of people would, you know, think it's pretty cool. That's about it.
I got nothing to say. I saw a wheel come off a truck. I think you're setting me up for something.
Oh, no, that would be Channel 8 that does that.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Man, you do work at Channel 4.
I think I'd have blasted CBS first.
No, and that was said tongue-in-cheek, obviously.
No, it wasn't. You hate them.
Yeah, I got them.
Anyway.
Channel 8. Hold on. Somebody from Channel 8.
Yeah, Channel 8's on the hotline.
Who is this? Is it Patrick?
Yes. Or Phil Patrick.
Over at Fox 4?
Correct.
I work at Channel 8. You're a-hole.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry you didn't buy that, did you? You damn TV people. You're so smart.
Yeah.
All right.
Hard to trick.
What are you guys just trying to stretch the 10-second video out?
No.
Just run. Okay, tell me the truth. Why do you really want to shoot this?
I told you. I think things like this happen. You know, the capture on video is kind of rare. So
yeah. It makes for good TV. It makes sense. If I was Patrick, I'd call you up and say, "Hey, you saw this. Why don't we talk to you?" And we...
I saw it. You saw what I saw.
All okay.
I had to. I'm not trying to be ugly. Are you mad?
No.
You sound sad.
No.
Don't cry. I tell you what, you can use some video from our video stream. It's HD quality.
No,
I can wait.
The video is good video. You're a well-known person, and you caught something on video, and so we'd just like to share it with
I thought I was doing you a favor by sending it to you.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was going to be an obligation to go along with it.
No, I appreciate your time and consideration for that.
You're mad.
I'm going to run now.
You're mad.
Since you think we're setting you up.
See, so you are setting me up.
Since you think we're setting you up, and... Anyway.
Well, you're welcome for the video.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you cry about it?
He's a producer. He doesn't have time to try to convince you to go on TV. I think that's what he was doing.
You didn't stop and check on those people. I looked through their windows. I tell you, the guy in the Suburban, he was fine because he still had both hands on the wheel.
He might have had a heart attack or a seizure.
Well, I had traffic coming up my ass. Mm. What do you want me to do? Go find his wheel?
I think that was well on its way to Tarrant County.
No, because it was headed southbound.
Oh, okay.
Headed towards downtown Dallas. Mm. Wonder why they would want to talk to me.
I think you're right. They just want to stretch out that video to make it a little bit more meaty, make a nice package out of it.
There's nothing to add. It's what you see is what I saw. It's from a dash cam. It's not like I was holding a phone and went, "Oh, these people are getting in a wreck. I'll record it, and I'm not going to help anybody."
He is right, though. The fact that it's a rare video, you see that kind of thing on YouTube and gets millions of hits, and it's Russ Martin, who was in the car driving at the time. That's a big deal.
Yeah, but there wasn't – maybe it was the fact that there wasn't any audio. I didn't send him any audio.
Right.
Because I was just talking on the phone with both hands on the wheel.
You are in your head as someone who did TV for years. You already know how the package would work. They would do the tease saying a local radio personality.
They don't even have to credit me. Just say this amateur footage.
They do have to credit you because you threatened to punch
Steve Eager in the weenie.
Yeah.
He knows I'm not going to punch him in the weenie. Well, the free airtime we've given Channel 4 and Patrick, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Yes.
He sounded what? Like he was in a hurry. He's trying to produce a newscast tonight.
So what?
That means he's got to get quick. He's going to ask you, hey, we'd like to send someone over that we've completely reworded the pronunciation of his name. Can we send someone? I noticed that a couple of weeks ago. Did you catch that? The reporter, he called him Zahid Arab. That's not how he says his name. It can't be. You know it's Zahid Arab.
The Arab part might be right.
It might be, but it's still someone.
Well, why do you think they would change the pronunciation of his name?
So it sounds less Islami. We're talking about TV people. Well, they will change a woman's hairdo if it tests poorly, or if a guy's tie is bad. If there's a black man anchoring, ooh, is he too black for our white audience? TV is very superficial.
Like when you call for a customer service and it's outsourced,
then
you can definitely tell that you're not calling Waxahachie or wherever.
Reporter service, this is Bryce.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Bryce.
Where are you from, Bryce?
Waxahachie.
Waxahachie. See, now I know you're not.
Why?
Well, two reasons. One,
I just moved here.
No, two reasons. One, it's Waxahachie. And two, anyone named Bryce is going to be from Highland Park.
I don't have enough money to live in Highland Park.
Well, you don't. You aren't from Waxahachie either.
Well, my name is Bryce.
Okay.
Call me a liar.
You're a liar.
I'll kill you.
Don't give me those eyes. See, you say you do a lot for Channel 4, and here they were trying to give you a bone back, and then you didn't want it.
I should have just, you know what, the video's already on Facebook. Yeah, we showed it on our stream. I appreciate the, you know, if he was honest, being sincere about it, but there's this video. It's, you know, 8-10 seconds of video of a wheel coming off a truck.
Right, which means
on my dash cam.
They want to show it, and then they want to tease that local personality caught amazing video. We'll show
and
you.
What do you want me to say? I caught it on my dash cam.
And then you'll say what you saw in the interview, and then they'll take that, your audio, and put it over your video, and that's their package. They'll run it from 9 to 10, probably twice, and then they have the 10 o'clock news. They'll run it again. And again in the morning. Alfie says line one.
What?
He's upset at you.
Yes, Wade.
Russ, Dan just hit on it a little bit. You did force trying to throw you a bone back for the free airtime you've given them. You missed out on a hell of a chance to promote your foundation.
My foundation wasn't going to come up anywhere in the news story. It's got nothing to do with it.
It could have. Wear a t-shirt with a name on it. Just throw it out real quick at the end.
You know damn well they just used my mugshot. In fact, that's probably what they're going to do now when they show the footage.
And that's what you deserve now.
Well, okay.
You made him mad.
Plus, didn't the news desk at Fox 4, they have our hotline number.
Some of them might. I know that Sean does, but I don't know if he's willing to share it with them.
That's my number.
This is direct line. This is Sean Rabb line.
They're going to send somebody up and ask questions about. So let's go back to 2008. Those charges were dropped, slick. Isn't that funny? You could catch video of an accident, but not of you being innocent.
Mm-hmm. If Fox 4 were to record a piece on you, that picture they take, a screenshot from that, might overtake the other bad one in Google search.
Yeah. No, it won't.
It'll help. It'll at least help push the other one down.
I did notice a few more pictures pop up when you Google my name.
Oh, yeah? Some good ones?
One of them in a suit in court.
Well,
nobody can use that one. Got to be the ugly mugshot. Where I look like a, what did Tim Powers call me? Dream Circle?
Yes, that's it.
Orange and white. Put me in that. Everybody knows I look like crap in orange. We need a break?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder what they wanted.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
They just wanted you to
say. That's squirrely.
It's not squirrely. It's straightforward.
I gave him free video. And then what do you want?
They were trying to give you free TV.
I don't need any free TV.
Then why are you giving him free video?
I thought it was a nice thing to do.
They were trying to do a nice thing for you back.
How many times? I should have sent it to 11.
Yeah. Now you should know you should send it to 8. It'll really piss off Channel 4. But it makes sense. If you send something to a TV station, you run the risk of them coming back and wanting to put a camera in your mug.
I wasn't looking for anything. Just trying to be nice. TV station's been nice to us before.
Mm-hmm. And they were trying to be nice back.
Nah, I think something's up. Nobody's nice for no reason.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
444, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Not a whole lot going on right now. We're getting started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Keller Hicks. Road construction there has that left lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Westport Parkway. And in McKinney, southbound 75, right at El Dorado, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from University. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Scattered storms tonight, a low of 68. Tomorrow, more storms. And we'll have a high around 80. Right now, 74. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L. Woo-hoo, Eagle.
Your car, that load on my mind got light when you got on. That big piece of motor is a play of my song. Thank God and pray you're gone.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's why the guy from Fox 4 sounded, disappointed, dejected.
Well, because he's probably...
Hey, call this DJ and tell him we're going to put him on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They told you no? Wait. Let me guess.
Him. It really is because what you just turned down, I would say probably every other radio show in this market would have gladly accepted. Free promotion on TV. Get the name of the show, the station out there. They had you said yes, we would have seen the promotions department, albeit scarce today because of Edgefest, rolling out all of a sudden banners. Because they got a banner up the studio. Got to get the logo on TV.
Hey, Bob Pittman's coming and he doesn't like stuff on the walls. You can't put those banners up there.
We can for TV. Bob will make an exception for TV. I bet Bob would love for you to be on TV.
And put a KCS thing up.
I did that the first time when I took over mornings after Nationwide or whoever it was. Bought the Eagle and they just didn't like Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Took them off, put me on. They sent a camera crew up. Well, for my first few weeks on the air doing mornings. You remember this, Chloe?
Maybe.
And the station asked me to wear a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with the station logo on it?
Yes.
Yeah, like a nice Eagle T-shirt.
They never said Eagle.
They just said, we want you to wear a station T-shirt.
Shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you wore...
KBIL.
Wow.
Nonplussed doesn't come close to describing the reaction at the station.
I'm surprised you didn't get fired for that.
I got a free TV.
You're wearing the wrong station shirt on purpose.
Who else would do it?
Let me ask you a question.
See.
If you sent me an email, mm-hmm. said, tomorrow, wear a station T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't an Eagle one,
mm-hmm.
you'd have been okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think you would.
Why would I want you to wear a station shirt?
I'm just saying, put yourself in the position of your boss. Do you think you...
Who?
Whoever the boss was, wasn't happy that you wore the KVIL shirt.
Well, you're talking about now. Who would I have to be worried about?
Never mind. You would have said, you're trying to be cute.
I was trying to be cute when I did it the first time.
Right.
And I didn't have any ratings then. I had nothing. I'd just taken over for Stern. The mornings had plummeted. But I knew one day
mm-hmm.
that I would have ratings.
Did you?
Did I have ratings?
No. Did you know? Or you? Just
I must have. What kind of idiot would wear a KVIL shirt on the first day on mornings of the station?
Could have been a...
I had to show that I was a renegade.
With a KVIL.
Yeah, it's not...
It's the only one I had handy.
You couldn't call up somebody over at Y95?
No.
I can't remember. Was it what, the yellow one or the white one?
White one.
White.
Man, the yellow one would have been awesome.
White was all I could get my hands on.
You're really good at wear it, aren't you? Yep.
Donna Fidel lost her. She was a GM at the time.
Yeah.
What did she say to you?
Lost him.
Oh.
Really? You get your one chance on TV.
He's a little hickier than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you wear a KVIL shirt?
Yep.
Why?
I listen to KVIL in the morning.
Man, we made a bad choice.
No, I don't think Donna was GM at the time. Dennis Frawley.
Frawley? Oh.
Yeah, we had changed GMs. It was management over his head that had a fit. Dennis thought it was funny. Mm. You got a couple of minutes. You want to do news? You want to warn people that work in the building that Bob Pittman's still coming?
We need to warn people that Pittman is coming.
Yes.
Okay. You want to break after that? Or is that too soon?
Probably just a little bit too soon.
Then let's do a little news.
I like how close it is. I don't know. That'll be a little too soon, as if we won't make that up later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just came out of the break at 4:44.
It's because we were late from the last break.
Yeah, I know. You don't want this segment to be too short. Do something.
I think you should have done the Fox 4 interview, though.
You want to milk that?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that could have been what we needed to push our women numbers past Billy. A lot of women watch Fox 4.
I don't know. I don't know if that would have helped. Had he gotten
out of the vehicle and saved some lives?
Or rescued a baby from the bouncing tire? That would have done it with the women.
Show me carrying a baby out of my own car. Hold this. All right. Now I'm going to come back up and you hand me the baby. See, from this point forward, Fox 4 is not going to trust anything I send them. Wait a minute. Is that real? Well, that's a real baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I saved it from that vehicle. Did you put that baby in that car? Do you want the video or not?
Now I'm really curious to see if Fox 4 uses it.
They may not. I don't know why.
I think at this point they should, because we're already promoting them. So they might as well, you know, just put the blurb on there and just be like, hey, this is, you know, one of
our... It's just one of those quick things. They've had, you know, they've done short news stories before where they didn't even have any video. They just put up a graphic that said, fire.
That's my favorite.
Didn't even have flames behind it. Just a black and white video card over Eager's shoulder. Fire. Huh, I wonder what that story's about. I should turn it up. Yep. The graphic was right. It was about fire.
I bet they probably still use the video, and Eager will say, Fox 4 viewer Russ Martin sent us this video today from on the tollway, and we'll be back after this.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking at going, okay, it's only like 10, 12 seconds. What do we really do with this? Talk to the cops. Find out how bad the wreck was. Call the DPS. It was on the tollway, so you know the Department of Public Safety, the troopers, responded.
Get Becky Oliver to ask the guy who lost his wheel, ask where he had it put on. Now you got a confrontation in investigate. She goes to a tire shop and said, you know, you almost killed people today.
Did you put this wheel on this man's car?
I don't know. What?
Are you Brian or are you Leron? Because both of you guys look like idiots.
That's true.
I bet the lug nuts are tied on your Miata. Yeah. You idiot.
Yeah, they all tied on a Miata. Real tight.
That makes more sense now. But again, I'd look like an idiot just talking about the video. What did you see? I saw a wheel come off a Suburban. What went through your mind? It's a wreck. I hope I'm not involved. What else are you going to give them?
A little energy?
I was glad I wasn't involved.
Say that.
Are you happy to be?
Man, see, that could have been your opportunity to say that.
Exactly.
They wouldn't use it.
Yes, they would.
If they asked me, do you feel happy to be alive? And if I turned and went, what the? There it is. What the do you think?
Yes, they would use that. It's Fox. It's not Channel 8. Fox would use that. That's good TV. Anytime that, if it bleeds, it leads. And if it bleeps, it keeps.
Angry combative man records tollway crash.
That's right.
Didn't bother to actually get out of his car. I didn't because I saw traffic coming up my ass. I looked at the guy in the Suburban. I could tell he was okay because he was still hanging on that steering wheel.
Mm.
And the car in front of me, they were fine. So I got out of the way. What?
Nothing. I just
do
don't...
you feel like you should have done more? What'd you want me to do? I sent you the video. Did you call the police? Yeah, I'm going to clog up 911 because I know every dildo behind me is going to be calling the police.
But what if they all thought you were?
Then nobody thinks that. You know, somebody's going to call 911.
No, you should always call 911.
You'd need to lick it.
And you could have told that to Zahid.
Why didn't you call 911? Because I was on the phone.
You just couldn't be bothered.
Make the interview as uncomfortable as possible. Because what are you going to ask over? All right, you've seen the video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll even play it while you're talking to me.
Okay.
Give me a second. Play it on the video stream. That is not the right one. Just start talking. You've seen
it. All right, I'll ask it the way he would ask it. So okay. You were driving to work, so talk about what happened.
I was driving southbound on the tollway around 11:45, and a wheel came off a truck.
What were you when you saw the wheel leave the truck? What were you thinking?
That's probably not good.
Were you afraid? Did you feel like you were in any danger?
No.
Were you worried about the people in the vehicles in front of you?
No. I was watching the truck to see where it was going to go to make sure he didn't hit me. And I also had to watch that tire.
Does it, after all this unfolded, have you stop and pause and reflect at all?
You mean, am I happy to be alive?
Yes.
What the do you think?
Do you feel like this was a close call?
No, he's a pretty good distance away.
Do you feel like there was a higher power involved, that all these people were safe, no injuries?
I think the reason that I wasn't involved was I pay attention when I drive. Had I been texting or whatever, I could have been right in the middle of it.
So if you could tell people out there driving on these dangerous roads anything, what would it be?
Learn to drive on three wheels. Because had I been driving the Suburban after that wheel came off, as soon as he did that
180?
Either 180 or 360.
360 is full.
Well, he spun all the way around.
That's 360.
Well, whatever. After he was finished and his tail end's up against a guardrail, and he's just, I would have jumped out. Hands in the air. Ha-ha! Who the man now?
Yeah.
You bunch of four-wheel driving pussies. Anybody drive four wheels?
Uh-huh. Man, I stuck that like Kerry Strug.
I drove on three wheels, didn't even top over.
You got guys with 18.
Flipping over all the damn time. Me, I got three wheels. Now give me a damn prize.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment.
Even in the AM.
The Russ Martin Show.
Weekday mornings, 7 to 11.
On Talk Radio 1190.
506, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Not a whole lot going on. Starting off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W. We're at Keller Hicks Road. Construction has the left lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Westport Parkway. In Farmers Branch, northbound I-35 at Valley View. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Walnut Hill. Finally, in Richardson, northbound 75, just after Beltline. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the two right lanes. Traffic's jacked up back from the high five. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. Flying high over North Texas, my name is Alfie Coy, and 97.1 the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Suck.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Mooyah. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 68. Tomorrow, more storms and a high of 80. Right now, it is 74 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Sorry, I thought you liked that one.
I do like that one. Just
you like the one with Tina Turner?
I like all of them. I just feel like that one, every time you've played it, though, the bitch one, it's you always surprise yourself because you were wanting a different one. That's what I was waiting on.
Yeah, because I don't label them good. That one says just bitch Manilow.
What's to the point?
Uh-huh. You know what it is based on the title.
The other one that I normally want is the one with Tina Turner. That one's called Mandy is Back.
K-E-G-L.
Woo-hoo, Eagles.
The Eagle. Oh, man. Will you kiss me and stop me from shaking?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What is it, Chloe?
I'm just listening to pre-guitar stuff. And it scrapes.
I got tired of messing with it after I cut the bumper. I laid the guitar stuff over it. And I dubbed the guitar over it because it needed some guitar. I went, I need some scrapes.
Yeah. It was like three in a row right there at the very end as it fades out.
Yeah, I just... It's,
I go crazy scraping.
What I care. It's a bumper. Not like I'm sending it to a record company. I play guitar over Tina Turner. Big deal.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, you're right. Every time I play the short one, I end up playing the longer one twice.
Yep. That's why you didn't get a reaction out of me.
I'll just delete the one that's short that just says bitch.
No, it's fine. It's just I just now know what's going to come after it.
Well, I will rename it.
Bitch. To short bitch?
Yep. There. Fixed.
Awesome.
Okay. Did we start news?
No.
Okay. You know what? Let's go ahead and play this. People in the building need to hear this before they leave for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Since our president and chief executive officer is coming tomorrow.
Oh, the scary man.
And everybody. You know, here's my thing. If you're doing a good job, should you really be surprised or anxious if the CEO's coming?
No, I guess not. But still, I mean, it's someone that you don't see every day. Maybe it's some of these people look up to him.
I know you clean your house before you have company,
right.
But that's other people. That's your house is you're the only one that sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Company, they don't see it all the time,
right?
But to the people that are having to clean up their desks, other people, clients, come and go through those areas all the time. Either you would want to keep it a certain way all the time or just go, look, I'm working as hard as I can. If I want to put up pictures of my family, and I will bet you a lot of cash that I got. that Bob Pittman has no issues with family pictures on desks.
I wouldn't think so. And I wouldn't think he'd care if it was up on the glass partition of the cubicle thing or not.
Well, we don't want him to think we're trashing the place up.
With pictures of family?
I'd like, if I was a CEO, I'd like for people to feel like their office was their home away.
And also, like,
and that's why you have pictures.
Mm-hmm. Then again, you know, it's he may view those things. He might view them differently than you do.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm, for example,
he doesn't seem anal. Would you email me back and forth one employee out of thousands if you were anal?
Probably not.
Okay, then I don't think he's anal.
I'm just like,
if I could talk to him before he even got in the building. Hey, walk through there and go, why aren't there any pictures of family members? Do people just think of this as a sterile work environment? You people hate me? That's what I'd do. I'd do a lot of stuff if I was president and CEO.
Yeah, that's probably why you're not.
Just sneak in every once in a while. Is that?
How come there ain't no pictures of your family on your desk? You fired.
I thought he was in New York.
I'm Bob Pittman. I got my own Iron Man outfit.
You know what the scary thing is? If he did, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. As much as he's done, creator of MTV.
Yep.
In his early 20s.
Yep.
How does that happen? I bet there was some genetic splicing going on.
What do you mean? That he got all the good ones?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think a lot of it is, you know, he's blessed and he's also a very hard worker.
Really? You want to go wait in the lobby just so your lips are the first on his ass?
I do like to be first.
You know I don't like stuff leaning against the wall. Didn't I tell you, fire Don Davis? We tried standing him up.
It's just, it just naturally goes over that way.
I mean, the good thing is, you know, with feet that size, he don't ever, if you hit him, he comes back up.
He's handy that way. So are you going to hang out with him at all?
Don Davis?
No, Bob Pittman.
I don't know. Kibler said something about me going to Edgefest. Bob wants to see you there. I said, well, bring him by the studio on Friday.
Go to Edgefest.
I don't want to have to go to someplace.
We know that.
It's right next to your house.
I know it.
That's what's sad. Obviously, he wouldn't go to New York to meet the CEO. Now he won't go.
I was going to go to New York, but he said, you know, I get an email from Kibler. He's coming to Dallas for Edgefest. You guys can just visit then. Well, obviously, he's going to be in the building tomorrow because everybody has just, as far as their work areas, they've lost. There's no easier way to put that.
That's actually really well said.
Bob Pittman's coming. He's going to see my cubicle. I've lost my sh**. Now, we didn't have ratings. I'd be running around in circles with the rest of them. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'd be trampling a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bob Pittman's coming. Give me somebody else's ratings.
Well, even with ratings, people can be nervous or worried.
I think just because he's a good guy and he sent money to my foundation and I didn't ask for it,
mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about it. Not because I'm afraid of getting fired. I think he's just a good guy. And that ain't kissing his ass. That's giving credit where it's due.
Right. That's why I'm going to be first in that line.
So you wouldn't kiss it if I got to it first? Excuse me, Mr. Pittman, I hope you don't mind. I'm about to kiss your ass. Do you mind if I use one of these wet wipes,
mm-hmm.
wet naps? I just like to sterilize it.
That's right. I know
because I know how many people have been a front of me.
Yep. And I know where Russ has been on occasion, so yeah.
Russ's mouth is like a Petri dish. I wouldn't want that anywhere near mm-hmm. me.
He wants to finger a girl by a dumpster.
And finger?
You didn't?
No. By a dumpster?
Yeah.
That was JD.
No. No, that's the one-legged chick. That's different.
Yeah, this was, you went to O'Reilly's? No? O'Reilly's? Auto
nope.
parts store?
Do not attach me to finger and buy auto parts stores.
Mm-mm.
I banged somebody out by a dumpster in a D&M car.
Maybe that was it.
But we had to look for a secluded place. Plus, it was somebody I knew. I didn't just meet him at his parents and went, hey, want to get fingered by a dumpster? Well, how would a dumpster finger me? That's not what I meant.
Oh, you meant location.
When I have sex, that's always first on my mind. Location, location, location. What was I going to do?
News, then we were warning everyone about Bob Pittman.
Okay, we're going to play this now. Attention. Attention. All iHeartMedia workers. Warning. Warning. Bob Pittman is coming. Bob Pittman is coming. Things that you should know about Bob Pittman, who is coming. He doesn't like things that lean against walls. He hates the color purple. The actual color, not the Oprah movie. He has webbed toes and a third nipple. He keeps his youthful looks by consuming the souls of the damned. He keeps an army of invisible micro drones flying around the station to monitor everyone all the time. He hates Luke Bryan and anyone that does impersonations of Luke Bryan. He travels with a personal chef who only makes wedge salads. He owns the moon. He's working on a secret dinosaur cloning project to enslave the Earth with. He and President Obama have created a machine that controls the weather. He travels around the country in his very own working Iron Man suit. He sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber filled with air from supermodel queefs. And he hates babies. Warning! Warning! Bob Pittman is coming!
519, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, April 23rd, 2015. Birthdays today from Slumdog Millionaire Dev Patel turns 25. Actress Jamie King turns 36. Cal Penn, who played Kumar in the Harold and Kumar movies, is 38. John Oliver, formerly of The Daily Show, currently on HBO's Last Week Tonight. He turns 38 today. John Cena also turns 38. Porn star Sydney St. James, she turns 43. She starred in 94 films, including The Beverly Hillbillies, Anus the Menace, and The Booty Guard. George Lopez is 54. Valerie Bertinelli is 55. Filmmaker and fat douchebag Michael Moore is 61. Joyce DeWitt turns 66.
Ooh.
Mmm.
Janet from Three's Company.
That's right. Lee Majors turns 76 today.
Give me a second.
And Alan Oppenheimer. Man, that's and Alan Oppenheimer is 85.
Well, that went back with Lee Majors.
Yeah. But it actually still works for Alan Oppenheimer.
Why?
He was Dr. Rudy Wells on The Bionic Woman and The $6 Million Man.
What's his name?
Alan Oppenheimer. He also is the voice of Skeletor in the old school He-Man cartoons.
They had two Rudy Wells. I don't know which one he was.
This says Bionic Woman and $6 Million Man. Did they, you said he had two?
Two Rudy Wells. Isn't that the name?
Yeah, Dr. Rudy Wells. But he played that on both series.
I think they replaced him like after, I don't know who got replaced by who.
Got
I just know there was one Rudy, then there another Rudy. And then you got the $6 million Vance and Coy. They just try and swap things out.
It's just insulting at that point.
$6 million Dukes. I'd watch that.
The NFL suspended defensive end Greg Hardy for 10 games without pay Wednesday for conduct detrimental to the league after concluding there was credible evidence he roughed up his ex-girlfriend when he was a member of the Carolina Panthers. Hardy, who joined the Dallas Cowboys as a free agent on a one-year incentive-laden deal, was notified Wednesday of the decision in a letter from Commissioner Roger Goodell, and Hardy plans to appeal. The 26-year-old Hardy was on the commissioner's exempt list last season and did not play for Carolina, although he was paid his $13 million salary. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said in a statement, "This suspension is something that we anticipated prior to Greg signing, and we respect the commissioner's ruling." I will throw this in, however. I don't think the Cowboys were expecting this big of a suspension.
He's out for how long?
10 games.
What do you think the Cowboys were expecting?
Well, according to the new domestic violence policy, I think he would have been subject to 6 games. However, this incident happened before the new policy, and he was suspended under conduct detrimental to the league, not under the domestic policy thing. So basically, it's the commissioner saying, I can do what I want because I'm the commissioner and you're not.
Hang on. Steve Eager's on.
Oh, you're going to text if they play your video?
Well, I don't care if they do or not. Well, I do. I just want to know what they want to say. Plus, the efforts by a family friend to save a child from what they thought was an abusive situation. Now police are investigating that 2-year-old boy's death. And remember to like us on Facebook, Fox 4 News. Tonight's Weatherwise question is posted there. Get it right. Dan Henry may say your name on Fox 4 News at 5:30. I'll see you then.
Who Dan Henry going to say my name? I'm going to lose my mind. Dan Henry said my name.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Did he say viewer's voice or, oh, like us on Facebook?
Yep.
Yep.
That's funny. Anytime I hear anybody say that, I always think of Tom.
I'm glad he's, I bet he's glad that you think that.
You say like us. Mm-hmm. I think of Tom like us. Then go play my video.
If they don't, you should call viewer's voice and complain.
Ooh, Alfie's right. You should.
Tell it to Tim.
Hey, let me tell you something, you big-headed pumpkin mother. I send you video. You ain't got time to use it. I edited it. I made sure it was the right definition for your stupid TV station.
Because Fox 4 is only in 720.
You.
So when I sent him the video, that car wreck I saw today, caught on my dash cam, I made sure that I didn't send it in HD or 1080.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I don't want to send it too big of a file so it wouldn't show on your TV cam. So I sent it 720. And while they're the only major market TV station in our market, at 720, I don't get it.
Man, I do. You know why.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's a matter of cost.
It is.
But I watch programming on Fox. It doesn't look different, 720 to 1080.
And that's why they're not spending the money to go 1080.
Maybe it's the newer TVs that...
upscale?
Thank you. To where you can't tell.
And that might be part of it. They may see it as, why spend the money on this when it's really not going to matter?
Let's see, how many people really know that we're broadcasting at 720 instead of 1080?
On the
only
other
reason I knew is on my new Sony Bravia 4K, you hit display, and if you're watching 5, 8, 11, whatever, it'll say HD, show you alternate channels, and it'll say 1080i. You go to 4, it says 720.
The other reason, first I would assume is money. The other reason why they don't want to go full HD is because they might be doing us all a favor by not going full HD with some personalities.
I don't know. They have software that can blur faces, make people look thinner. You see it all the time in the motion pictures. They got phone apps that do immediate Photoshop stuff to your face if you want to post pictures of yourself. You know, they could do it on television.
Live, though?
But you're, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's real-time processing.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna take the chance. We're going to go ahead and broadcast in 720.
But you better run that disclaimer.
We're going to keep running 480p cameras. And just squash them down so it fits the 16:9.
Because
mm-hmm. There's some people here you don't see in HD. Woof.
Coming up next at 9 o'clock, we warn you though, the images might be too difficult for some.
The anchor you're about to see may be too graphic in nature.
You may want to ask young children to leave the room.
At least stand back.
Any young children, elderly, or pregnant women, it is not recommended they view the 9 o'clock news.
Please adjust the sharpness on your set to 0. They didn't run my video.
Well, maybe they're saving it for 6.
I don't care what they're doing. Maybe it's not any big deal.
It's not.
Maybe they'd run it because I already put it on Facebook.
Could be. Still, I'm sure they would love the opportunity to stick it on their Facebook page.
Well, they can. I forgot to watermark it when I put it on Facebook.
Oh.
I need to start doing that, watermarking it. So you can see the video good and clear.
Yeah.
Just put the F word right across it sideways.
Well, see, now that's guaranteeing they're not going to use it.
Well, what do I care? That way they can't steal it. You give it to them, they want an interview. If you don't get they don't get the interview, then they get pissy. They don't run the video. I don't care. I don't make any money if you run the video or not.
They didn't get pissy.
The guy from Patrick guy from Fox 4 sounded dejected.
Okay.
Well, I just don't want to do an interview.
That's right.
You got the video. Wasn't that enough?
I guess.
Well, don't cry about it.
I'm not crying.
Everything, though, in news seems to be, with TV news, everything seems to revolve around sending out a reporter. They want to be able to tease a live shot, so some guy's going to be standing out front somewhere talking about whatever it is, even though it really seems unnecessary. I mean, I see it all the time. It's like someone will be somewhere standing in front of wherever the story took place, but you don't need it.
Perfect example. I'll tell you why. They do it because it looks like whoever does it, doesn't matter which station, that they're getting immediate information. I just walked out of the Crowley courthouse where the certain trial is going on. That's why they're out front. Whether they walked into the courthouse or not,
right,
they can say outside the Crowley courthouse,
yes,
or wherever the story is. They never said they went in.
No, they did not. One of my favorites is how they'll do like a story about the Texas Rangers, something having to do with it. Rangers, not even in town. They're in Oakland for a three-game series, but the reporters at the front of the ballpark.
Even better, KRLD. Hey, we're out here at the whatever.
Yeah, I don't know that you're outside the ballpark. In fact, all you have to do and still be legal is go outside the ballpark in Arlington. You can be in Royce City. And you're still outside the ballpark in Arlington.
That's true. There's only one place you could be to make you a liar.
Is if you said inside.
Yep.
Any other time you hear them say outside, whatever the venue is, whatever the event, they ain't there. If it's radio, they ain't there.
Mm.
A huge dramatic explosion outside of West Texas. Yeah. You're in North Richland Hills, aren't you?
Mm, yeah, I am.
Where it's safe. Long before we need a break.
No.
5 minutes ago. So I told you we'd make it up slow.
That's okay. We're getting kind of close. Now, there's breaking news on Channel 5, Arlington shooting investigation call. I don't know what that is.
As we speak, again, putting him in the car. This is happening in Arlington. This came in as a burglary in process. Again, it's closing in on 5:30.
Helicopter shot. It's
been just as people were getting home from work. We are developing more information on this, and of course, we'll have.
Really? We're developing it.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Making up your own news.
Yeah.
We're going to make this a lot better than what it really was.
That's right. NBC 5, we make the news better. Mainly because we wrote it.
Anybody can cover it. It takes time to write this stuff.
We're the only news station in North Texas that creates the news. Suck it, Four.
Oh, some other people call us liars. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coys and KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the makers of Claritin D. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound 75 just after 4. It's got an accident blocking the right lane right at Churchill Way. Traffic goes backed up back from Mockingbird. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35 right at the tollway. Got an accident blocking the right lane there. Traffic's backed up back from Continental. In Farmers Branch, northbound I-35, right at Valley View, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Walnut Hill. In Arlington, southbound 360, right at Six Flags Drive, there's an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Post and Paddock. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Keller Hicks Road. Construction there still has that left lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Alliance Boulevard. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Three Forks Steakhouse. Scattered storms tonight, a low around 68. Tomorrow, more storms, a high of 80. Right now, 74 at 97.1 to Eagle.
Number one for a f***ing reason. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, what is it?
Someone sent me a message on Facebook with the message, Russ pissed off Fox 4 so bad they think the first black attorney general is a white country singer. With the screen cap of President Obama introducing new attorney general Loretta Lynch, but in the graphic...
It says Loretta Lynn.
It does. In the graphic, U.S. Senate confirms Loretta Lynn as first black attorney general.
That's because I'm a Mississippi woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
I think that and...
Was it Conway and Loretta?
I believe so. And a coal miner's daughter.
That's why. Coal miners. That's how they got us confused.
They really put Loretta Lynn.
I'm staring right at it.
I must come and look. Maybe you spend more time on your graphics than calling local talk show host. Interview me about some wreck that I saw.
That's good.
Is the guy blaming me? Got him so rattled that they put Loretta Lynn.
That's what he said.
Instead of Loretta Lynch.
Yep. He said you pissed him off so bad they misspoke.
Okay. I wonder who gets their ass chewed for something like that.
I imagine they probably ask, hey, who did this?
Well, the copy was handed from the online editor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was handed to me in graphics. In graphics, I go by whatever they hand me. I mean, there are plenty of fingers, but I wonder who ultimately is responsible. Is it the news director?
I
don't know that much about TV news. I know somebody's got it. I mean, is it that big of a deal? No, it's still wrong. It's like when Channel 8 showed that pee-pee bouncing in the background. Or a locker room. Dallas Cowboy locker room.
So which is worse? That or this?
I would think the black pee-pee dancing in the background.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that's against FCC rules and regs.
Exactly.
Misspelling words. What, are you testing me to see if I know?
Is
Bob Pittman's coming?
No. I was just curious. I didn't know which way you'd go with it.
I'm sure somebody someplace... Isn't Loretta Lynn dead?
No.
No. Well, okay, then somebody somewhere is pissed off. We just don't know who. But it's an honest mistake, because every time I hear them say Loretta Lynch,
right,
I always think they mispronounced it. Even then, they're not talking about coal miner's daughter.
No.
All right. Then go ahead.
All right. Texas could put... I'm going to start that over. Texas could put red light cameras in the rearview mirror under a bill that has cleared the Texas Senate. Republican Senator Bob Hall said on Wednesday that red light cameras have failed miserably before his bill was sent over to the House. Dozens of Texas cities have contracted companies to install red light cameras, which generate millions in revenue for municipalities. Texas lawmakers now want to prohibit a camera system on anything other than toll roads. Hall said studies show that...
What?
Wondering if you catch that.
The thing I use the most. Well, why would they put red light cameras on the toll roads? There are no intersections on the toll roads.
Well, he says prohibit a camera system. So,
oh, so they're talking about possibly allowing speed cameras.
Right.
Oh, new. That noise. Not on my watch. Not today.
That'd be the first time you actually write a letter to your state representative.
I've written a letter to my state rep one time and got just bullshit back. You are not going to put speed cameras on my tollway. I pay extra money to drive on that road, and you're going to put up speed cameras? You can suck my...
Mm-mm.
That's my official statement. I'll call Fox 4 viewer's voice.
For eager to hear, you want to do the tell it to Tim thing?
Whoever wants to hear it. I want the person that's going to say my name at 5:30 in the morning on Fox 4. Like us on Facebook and maybe, what's his name?
Dan Henry.
What does he do?
He's the weather person.
Yeah, he's their chief meteorologist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he's on at 5:30 in the morning?
Actually, no. I think he's night or afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh. But he'll say my name on Facebook, possibly if I like them on Facebook.
Yes.
Oh, well,
party time.
I'm going to stay up all damn day so I don't miss it with Dan, what's his name?
Henry.
Alfie, I'm not really calling viewer's voice. Thank you for IMing me the phone number.
Just in case.
Tell it to Tim. You big fat headed mother. Well, I can't wait to see what her point is. That's it.
You just a big fat headed mother. I got one of your, Tim, what's his last name?
Ryan.
Yeah.
I got one of your Tim Ryan bobbleheads. It looks exactly like you. They didn't expand a head or nothing. You big headed mother.
That is all.
That is all.
That is all. Oh, white woman out. You big headed mother.
What are we talking about?
Red light cameras, yeah. Looking like they're on the way out throughout the entire state.
What study? I know most people don't like red light cameras, and I'll get feedback on this, and I don't care. What study did they do that said they were a failure?
I don't know.
To me,
they don't mention it in the story. I'm sure that there's been more than one that I think different cities have done, or at least looked at. Some maybe even at the state level. There might have been some even at a federal level. Actually, I'm sure there's some at a federal level because they love spending money on crap.
I know there's been a controversy over were some cities speeding up the yellow light.
Right.
So you didn't get a chance to make it. Boom. Snaps a pic.
Exactly.
I think I would leave the red light cameras in force, but have maybe a state agency. I don't know. It'd have to be state. That would check every city's system. They got to be making enough money off idiots still running red lights to be able to pay to keep these maintained. Don't leave it up to the city to do it.
Well, see, that's actually...
Because the city could go, now we checked them. Yellow light is on for a half second.
What actually has happened, though, in some of these cities, and I know what's happened in Dallas... They had a news story about it. They would take underperforming intersections and turn the cameras off. Because, in essence, they're not paying for themselves.
That means they're working. People, that's a whole purpose. I know everybody says it's to generate revenue. Well, every time a cop writes a ticket, it generates revenue. But we don't have enough police officers to watch all the intersections.
Mm-hmm.
So you put up cameras. You don't like that. You feel like you need some type of personal interaction.
Well, you do.
You get a ticket.
The lawmakers also said since ticketed drivers can't confront their accusers, Senator Hall said the cameras violate citizens' due process rights.
And that's something Arlington has said that. In fact, I think Arlington stopped enforcing it because, you know, there's a process missing here. And well, why tell anybody? Just say, red light camera's still up. Have the flashes go off. Just don't have them monitored. I don't know why we always feel like we got to tell everybody everything. After 9/11. Yeah, we're not going to be able to secure those cockpit doors for a couple of years.
Idiots.
Why don't you tell them about the unlocked door near the back of the plane that anybody can jump into?
Oh, yeah, good idea. Include that in the story.
Yeah, we should go ahead and put locks on those. Every weakness we have, we feel like we got to tell everybody.
No, it's weird how the public will say it's the right to know. It's our demand. It's our right. You're not supposed to hide things from us.
We pay taxes. We should know what the government's up to. Well, yes, no, I don't really care. Once the speed cameras go up, that's when they start coming down.
You're going to take down all the speed cameras?
I'll take them down.
That's what I mean. I don't mean take them down figuratively.
Not physically. I mean, I'm going to drive by. Each one of them is going to have one last photo. It looks just like this.
Man, that's not safe.
I don't care. Take my picture. Here's me and my gun. open carry. Woo!
Nice save.
What is three, Alfie?
He's calling about the cams on the tollways.
Oh. Yes, Keith.
Hey, boss.
Yep.
Hey, on the toll road, they're not talking about the speed cameras. They're talking about the cameras that they put on the toll booths when the people drive through. They don't have the toll tag, and it takes a picture of their plate to send them to bills.
I still think it opens up the door for speed cameras.
Yeah, those cameras are already up there, boss. I think you're safe on the Challenger, man. You need the Hellcat.
The speed cameras?
Yeah, I don't think they'll have the speed cameras to catch you, boss. I think you can bust through on that Hellcat.
Well, they stopped selling the Hellcats.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That's a temporary thing until they catch up on orders.
I'm not buying a Hellcat. I'm putting money in the Batmobile engine.
That's right.
But look how many years, you know, the NTTA, they even run programs or campaigns. You see it in the motion pictures all the time. Billboards. Hey, don't give us our money. We're coming after you. How many years have they been threatening that?
Oh, all of them.
I think the biggest mistake they made was taking out the toll booths.
It did help with traffic, though. It helped with flow.
Well, taking them out, it did, but they, you know, they're using. They said they're losing millions of dollars a year because nobody's paying their fees. Well, we sent out the bills, and they didn't send us our $12,000. What do you think we should do? Spend some more money on a billboard campaign going, hey, you better pay up. And have somebody make a face.
Start showing, you know, officers or toll authority people going door, you know.
I think they've gradually worked the state troopers into this to where now it crosses over into a criminal area, so the troopers can pull you over if you're in arrears.
Mm.
But the constant threatening. I mean it this time. You don't pay your toll tag fees, something's going to happen.
We're going to come get your firstborn.
We'll take it. We'll come in and we'll take that toddler. I'm Michael Ray with the NTTA.
It's part of a new program, Toddlers for Tollways.
Don't give us any money. We're going to come take your kids. And it's, I don't know, and they show the violations of people that have run up. Not to seven figures, but well into the six figures. Who couldn't care less?
Yeah, at a certain
about paying
point,
their fees.
Yeah, at a certain point, it's just comical just to see how large of a fine you can possibly tack onto this person, especially when their original fine might be maybe a couple grand, but when you factor in all the late penalty fees, the administration fee, and all that stuff,
you're up 60, 70 grand.
Yeah,
easily, without exaggeration.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is I pay my toll fees. And it's the best customer service I've ever experienced.
It actually
anywhere,
is.
Anytime. Hey, you know what? I got a toll tag and it said I owe this fee. Well, give me a second. You're right. It's removed. Sorry to bother you.
Is there anything else I can help you today, Mr. Martin?
You pay my gas bill?
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to do that.
Last lady paid my gas bill.
Well, I know she's very...
I know Michael Ray personally, the PR guy with the NTTA.
Oh, you know Michael?
Michael Ray.
All right. How much is your gas bill?
Natural gas.
You have any other?
Well,
and yet,
I didn't mean my car gas bill. That's crazy.
Oh, just your natural gas. How much is that?
$684.
How much is your car gas bill?
$392.
How much is your water bill?
It depends.
On?
Hell, I don't know. I got a pump well system. Sometimes I forget to use it, sometimes I don't.
You're the one asking us to pay your bills. We'll take care of your water bill.
You're the one asking me if you could do anything else for me.
I asked.
Well, send Michael Ray over. Beat me off.
Well, that's not really in his, that's not his job.
Then next time, don't ask.
I meant, is there anything else I can help you with as far as tollway business is concerned?
P
people are losing their wheels on the tollway.
I did. I saw that.
I bet you didn't see it on Fox 4 because they didn't run the video. I watched the whole damn show.
I know. I did too. Didn't see a damn thing. Not one wheel flying off on the tollway on Fox 4.
It's all over Facebook, though.
I know. That's where I saw it. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
Hey, did you know if you like a Fox 4 on Facebook, they'll say your name at 5:30 in the morning?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on. I got to sign up for that. I want to hear my name.
I'm thinking about liking them on Facebook and changing my name to LLJ. Just to see if they'll say it.
Did that man just use the N-word? I think I'm done with the NTTA.
If you say so. Something tells me they're not done with you, though.
Alfie, what's a five? He's calling about red light cams in the legality. He's just saying they can't issue warrants from them. And the only thing that I've heard people, I haven't been able to confirm it, but apparently you can't register your car if you don't pay the red light camera fees.
The whole car registration thing's gotten confusing anyway. One sticker, you know.
I just got mine.
Inspection, registration.
Both.
It's like if one is expired before the other one, you can't get one. But if the other one hasn't expired, you can still get it. All I know is I heard the commercials. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I had to go to the FAQ thing on the TextGov website.
I think what the rule is, mm-hmm. It's almost like the I before E.
Yep.
Is if your inspection, let me think about this.
Okay.
Your inspection is good and your registration needs to be renewed. No, I have it wrong.
All right, start over.
I don't really know. I think if your let's say your registration goes through October of this year.
Right.
But your inspection ends in June.
Of this year.
Right.
Okay.
You can still get it inspected.
Right.
But if the registration runs out before the inspection,
mm-hmm.
then you have to go get the registration before you can get it inspected.
Alfie, is that right?
No.
Okay.
In order to get it registered, you have to either have – well, you have to take a sheet of paper that the that the inspection people
give. So I got to go someplace.
You got to go someplace.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. I was still able to do mine online.
My registration, I went back to the place and – okay. My registration
– Now, am I right about the process?
It's a pain in the ass. My registration expired this March. My inspection was good until June, I believe. I went back to the place to get my inspection done. They said – dude, you ain't got to be here. Here's the sheet of paper from when we last did your inspection. Take it to them. They'll take care of you. You're good for another year. So I got a good extra 4 or 5 months.
How'd you get your inspection lengthened?
It wasn't lengthened, but the fact that it expired after my registration.
It's now tied to the registration.
Yeah, they cut you a deal.
Do you see the...
Yeah.
Do you see the want to in my eyes?
I really do.
I want to understand.
I know.
I'm not pulling a Conway Twitty. So, what's best that runs out first, the inspection or the registration?
It's better if your registration runs out first.
Yeah. Or same time. That's what I just did.
Well, I just had my car inspected again.
Okay. When's your registration done?
Not until September. But I had the car inspected for April. So what happens come September?
Come September, you're going to need to have that sheet of paper that they gave you this month.
Why did I keep no sheet of paper? Who keeps the sheet of paper you get from the inspection?
See, the weird thing is,
nothing but a damn screw job.
I did mine online, and it never asked for my inspection stuff, but it went ahead and approved it.
I guess they have some sort of electronic tracing thing to this person's had his inspection done.
Yeah. Do it online. I think you'll be fine.
What's the way I normally do it?
Then I think you'll be fine. And like Alfie said, they'll see you have a valid current inspection. So you'll probably just sync up in September. So you won't have to worry about it again till next September.
Yeah, because I went and got my vehicle inspected and my tags are due this month. And I'm scared to death. I don't know what to do.
Excuse me, but your tags have expired?
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to renew what?
I got my inspection done last month.
Well, then here's what you need to do. Go and stand against that wall,
mm-hmm.
that white wall, Would you like a cigarette or a blindfold? All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
607, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Longhorn Harley-Davidson. We're starting off in Dallas. Let's go eastbound I-30 right at Riverfront. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Sylvan Avenue. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 just after Forest, right at Churchill Way. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there's backed up back from Mockingbird. Let's move into Arlington, southbound 360 right at Six Flags Drive. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there's backed up back from 183. Excuse me, and finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Killer Hicks Road. Construction has the left lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up back from Alliance Boulevard. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 featuring Rob Zombie, Breaking Benjamin, a whole bunch of other people. Call now. It's 214-4817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by European Wax Center. Scattered storms tonight, 68 for a low. Tomorrow, stormy and a high of 80. Right now, 74 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
For a f***ing reason, the Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
That was a weird-ass conversation during the break, and I don't guess we can talk about it on air, but I'm going to. Somehow, we lost an HD cam, not us, this show, but the company lost an HD cam out of a secured area.
Yeah.
They didn't come in and ask if we stole it. First of all, I would have started with Alfie. If something went missing.
They did.
They asked you stole it?
They asked me like a week and a half ago.
You stole it?
If I stole it, yeah.
Did you steal it?
I didn't steal it.
I'll hit the delay. Did you steal it?
I really didn't steal it.
Did they seriously ask you if you stole it?
They seriously did.
Jesus. So they don't understand on air, off air.
They do not.
You don't really steal. Actually, you do steal stuff.
But not that value.
Yeah, it's like you stole stuff out of that... whatever company used to be on like the 10th floor during their Christmas party, you took a champagne flute.
Oh, yeah. I jacked a bunch of stuff from them.
Yeah. But they honest to God asked, swear on something good if you stole it.
They honestly asked. Lewis and Alicia came in and asked me, hey, did you take this camera? Did you steal this camera from us? Tell us now.
What did they try good cop, bad cop?
No, they were both good cop.
Oh, okay.
Do you get off the phone? Do you know who stole it?
I do not know who stole it. I know there's a couple of suspects. I don't think any of the suspects work here.
Oh, so it could have been like a third party outsourced thing.
Could have.
Okay. All right. Well, they came in and asked me like one of the persons that. Deals with the equipment came in during a break. We need one of the tripods. Right now? Well, no, we got something going on. We need to shoot. Oh, do you need the camera? No, just a tripod. Which I don't get. If we lost a camera, wouldn't they need a camera too?
I guess they have a backup. Or they're using someone's personal one.
It was just odd for them to come in like I was supposed to know. Okay, we had an HD camera stolen, and we need one of the tripods that you use. Well, the station's tripods, you can take whatever you want. Right? We're using the station's cameras. So
really?
Yeah, these two big cannons, those aren't ours.
I assume they were yours.
No. Think I'm going to buy two cannons like that when the station's got them? They very seldom use them?
Yes.
No.
It makes more sense to me that you would have two cameras than a radio station.
Well, I use them for different events. Edge Fest coming up this weekend. I guess that's why they need an extra tripod.
Okay.
Because they can't pay somebody to hold a freaking camera.
Well, they probably want it static. Not everyone's into the shaky cam crap.
I like the shaky cam.
That's the reason why Bourne Supremacy sucked.
But I guess everybody in the building knows, other than me, because this person walked in and went, okay, you know, we lost the HD cam. We need to, and they stole everything. So yeah, we need a tripod. So we need one of your tripods. I went, this is like Chloe telling me a story. I don't know anything about an HD cam gone missing or anything else, especially out of a secured area where that nobody really should have a key to that area, but engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure. Do you think that was kind of their way of asking me, did you steal the camera?
No. I'm pretty sure that they're pretty sure that you did not steal the camera and all the stuff that went with it.
Well, then why haven't they put Alfie on a polygraph? That'd be the first place I'd go. I don't care what come up missing. I don't care if I came to work one day and the 12 stories was gone. I took Alfie up to a polygraph. Did you take the building?
I didn't take the building.
And ask him in every way possible because, you know, in his mind, he's worked something out with himself to where he didn't take the building,
mm-hmm.
but he took 12 stories. Okay, I took 11 stories and sold once. Technically, I didn't take the whole building.
I didn't take the parking garage, so I'm in the clear, right?
It's true. It's part of the building. Left that.
I don't get how. Plus, we got cameras all over the place, security cameras. I don't know how anybody would have gotten in and out without somebody being detected.
There's a camera right in front of where it went missing, and I know that engineering has been reviewing, I think, days and days of footage just over the past week.
It's got to be interesting when you go home and tell the missus, what'd you do today? I watch a lot of TV.
I watch high-speed pictures of people not stealing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if they've seen anything else on there that they wish they hadn't.
I can think of one thing. I didn't know that there was a security camera there. Mm. So what if I mashed my crank up against a glass?
Hey, what's this?
What's this? And how come my crank ain't been mashed up against it?
Went and got a stepladder and everything?
Mm-hmm. So I could be high enough so I knew somebody on the other side could see.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Penis under the glass. All right. I don't know why I bothered mentioning that. It was just odd for somebody to walk in and go, ugh, we had all this go missing. Alfie, why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Alfie.
Yeah.
Start with Alfie. After he fails a couple of polygraphs, you got your man.
Mm-hmm. These are how it works.
I still don't get why all they need is a tripod from us.
Because along with the camera that was stolen, they also stole a bunch of stuff, including a tripod, and that was, I guess, one of the only spare tripods that the station had.
Okay. Well, then tomorrow, one of our camera shots for the video stream gonna have nothing but shoes in it.
You've done that before. I think it's intriguing. Some people will watch that one and think, what will happen next?
How avant-garde.
Oh, it's shoes. What's he trying to say here? I'm only showing shoes.
Could it be that people underestimate the power of support? Or could it be how important our feet are to us?
Yes.
Or did they lose their tripod?
It's a message about staying grounded.
All these pieces of art. Who was the one artist that did a lot of line drawings and never finished it? I'll say Van Gogh. Probably not him.
Oh, I don't know. Picasso, Van Gogh?
Probably Picasso. I dated a chick one time, had a line drawing that one of those guys did.
Okay.
And it was just a drawing of a butt. No color, no nothing, just a line drawing.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of down, you get the left cheek, crack, legs.
Oh, the butt sketch guy.
Yeah.
Herschel, I think. Oh, I forgot the guy's name.
Walker?
No. Are you talking about I'm talking about somebody famous, not the guy that stands out on street corners and draws butts.
No, this guy, he's kind of regional.
This is not a guy. I'm talking about Picasso, the old people guys.
Oh, okay. So a dead person.
I'm not kidding. You saw Tropic Thunder, right? Remember where Tom Cruise says, go over there and punch him in the f-ing face?
Yeah.
Go punch him.
All right. Dark Club.
Well, it's like,
I can't.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
What?
You didn't say in.
Regardless. Alfie, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the artist's name.
All right, regardless. She was just impressed, and she always tried to analyze. She had a poster of it. We'll just say it's Picasso.
Okay.
She goes, it's interesting how he didn't draw, you know, the front side or the right part of the front leg. I went, maybe he just got tired. Maybe that's a drawing that he didn't finish.
Maybe that.
Why is it you got to read something into it? Really? I wouldn't have paid dick for that. I would have paid more from the guy that did the butt crack drawings out in the West End that Chloe had to bring the f*** up. You stupid motherfucker! Shut the f*** up. All of it. Oh, you mean the guy that from regional? Yeah, Van Gogh or Picasso. They were both regional.
Now, hang on. Picasso, Monet, butt sketch guy from West End, in Chloe's hierarchy, that might all be equal. And the butt sketch guy could be on the same level as those guys. We just won't know it until he's dead.
But you knew where I was going with it.
I did.
Why do you make me drink?
What? Have you got a better answer than that? That's the closest thing that you explained.
I bet it's either Picasso or the other guy. And it's your fault I forgot the other guy's name. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Van Gogh. It sounded like some of Picasso's bullshit. And all I know is one of those painters knew a bunch of ugly people.
The problem is every painter, artist does stuff like that. Every single one. They all do studies of the human body. And chances are if it was just like a, like you said, a charcoal drawing on paper, that's exactly what it was. It was just a practice drawing.
Yeah, it was a doodle. And since it's a doodle of a butt, it could have been a doodle of a butt that the guy was going to send to his buddy, make him open a letter and say, ha ha, Munja.
As silly as that sounds, that's exactly what it probably
can
was.
Can you see that on the post-it note that I just drew?
Yes, I can.
That's not too far off than the poster than she had posted on the wall, or hung on the wall.
Exact place in the frame and everything?
Pretty close. Well, no, it's on the post.
Easy.
Damn lucky there's glass.
Easy.
I'm asking you a legitimate question because there, like I said, there are thousands of drawings of butts in the art world.
Okay. Framed about like that.
Man, I can't narrow it down after off of that.
I bet it's Picasso.
Let me see.
Maybe somebody on the video stream knows. Leave the camera on, Dan. I don't know if you can see that or not. Probably can't. All right, look at that and tell me who drew it. And don't say me.
You're lucky you said that. Someone was going to. Could be Dali.
I don't think Dalai Lama?
Salvador.
Oh. I don't know. But she was fascinated. She got really mad when I said, maybe he just got tired. Maybe he didn't finish it. Maybe somebody stole it before he got a chance to draw all the and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that one photo was part of a series of, you know, it was like a series of body parts. You just happen to get the butt. Like someone's running around, like someone has in their living room the knee.
Alfie, what is line 6?
He's calling about inspections.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, Brian.
Yes, sir. I have an answer for you about the state inspections.
Great.
Well, I'm a state inspector. As long as the date on your inspection is longer than the date on your registration, then you don't have to get inspected to get it registered. For example, if the blue sticker says 4/15, so it expires this month, but your inspection says 5/15, you can still get it registered as long as you register it this month and not next month.
Oh.
I got the last part.
Okay. Well, I'm an idiot. Thank you. What'd he say? All I know is I just got my car inspected.
Right.
Because the registration doesn't run out till September.
Right.
So I'm well within the registration. I think if you get it inspected inside the registration, you're cool.
Yes.
Outside the registration.
No bueno.
You got to go someplace.
Yes.
I don't want to go anyplace.
You're not going to have to. You're fine.
With this one car.
Yes.
Four others I got to deal with.
Oh. How will people know your pain?
Would you like me to share? Oh, man, I can hit you hard once.
No, yeah. As long as you don't let your registration expire, that sounds like the main part of it. But I know everyone's confused about it. I had a guy on Facebook just send me a photo. He's stuck in traffic of his windshield with the two stickers. They both expire next month, and he says he's freaking out.
Like, I don't know what to do.
What do I do? It's going to be okay.
I've talked to my wife about it. We both have decided to double suicide.
The amazing thing is they tried to do this to make everything simpler, and all it's done is caused more confusion.
Well, initially it will cause confusion.
Right.
It'll get easier. I don't know how. But, here's the other thing. The state's going to save money on one sticker.
Yeah.
How much is either inspection or registration going to go down?
Well, see, I don't know, because my registration went up. Because I just did it yesterday. I paid my stuff. And
how could it go up?
Because it used to be like $60, whatever it was. It's now $80 because it includes some other fee for inspection.
You already paid that money for inspection.
No! So I paid for the inspection separately to get the inspection. Then there's an inspection fee in the registration.
Probably. Did you want to say something, Clo?
No.
I bet it's a butt sketch guy.
It probably is.
It's $15 for a butt sketch that somebody didn't finish. That's what I bet it is.
That's a ripoff.
I decided to talk because I was tired of being out of trouble.
Guy on line one thinks he might know it.
Know what?
Who the butt drawing artist is.
Let's see here.
Yes, Aaron.
Hey, Russ. The butt drawing guy, Henry Matisse.
That's a guy.
Yes,
it's a Matisse.
Yes, sir.
How did you know that?
Because he's my favorite artist, and so are you. But
were you watching the video stream?
I was not. I was driving down the road. I pulled over.
I
know that.
But I described it pretty close.
You nailed it.
Okay.
You nailed it right in where you could nail it.
And when you look at it, it looks like, well, that lazy bastard didn't finish it. All right. Thank you. Did you pull it up?
Oh, I don't know. Now, this one can't be it because it's nude girl in front of a mirror.
No, this didn't have no mirror. This is just a butt sketch.
Mm.
I sent you a link of a bunch of similar eBay ones.
Okay. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it.
Wow.
What?
There's a website called buttsketch.com.
Yeah. Matisse show like to draw butts and weird-looking chicks. I don't see it.
Oh, my God.
What?
I think I accidentally pulled up the butt sketch guy that Clo was talking about.
What's his name? And I'll tell you if that's it.
I don't know. But there shows a link on the Dallas Morning News. Let me
think. Click it. Hurry up. You're eating up air time. Still eating it up.
What were you doing?
Well, I'm just filling time. I'm looking stuff for that butt sketch.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Was it Crandall Newton?
Yep.
That's it. Crandall Newton. I think he still does it.
Crandall Lee Newton.
I actually have a butt sketch by him back when my butt was worth sketching.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel back in 2012.
Well, obviously somebody's gotten too uppity to be on radio.
Well, he draws stuff.
Regardless. I go back to the interpretation.
Yes.
I wonder what this means. Why he didn't draw this part of the body. Maybe the chick had saggy tits. Maybe he got tired. Maybe he ran out of a Mogan David. Maybe he had to go to the store. Maybe while he was out, somebody stole his charcoal thing. And why are you using charcoal? You ain't got enough money for ink.
Charcoal's nicer. They may not have, well, yeah.
What? Ink to HD for you?
Well, charcoal might have been cheaper than ink.
I don't know. I know somebody wasted $17 on a poster.
And she tried to analyze it like it was high art.
I remember we'd lay in bed and she'd look at it on the wall and go, I wonder what he was thinking when he drew that. I said, I bet he stopped drawing because he got horny and went and f***ed the bitch.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway right at Forest Lane. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Frankfort. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 just after Forest. Still got that accident blocking the right shoulder. Now traffic's backed up back from Mockingbird. Last one in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Riverfront, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Sylvan. In Duncanville, westbound 20, right at Main Street, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic slow going through there. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Keller Hicks. Road construction there still has that left lane shut down. Traffic is still backed up back from Alliance Boulevard. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Scattered storms tonight, 68 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, storms again and a high around 80. Right now, 73 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I'm not going to explain what weird happened during the last break. I'll just capsulize it with this. This house is show gone crazy.
Did it have to do with, don't mean to say name?
Anna?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to talk about it.
No, we don't have to talk about it. I was just wondering, was it her or was it somebody else? Because you and I crossed paths in the hallway from the bathroom, and I saw her say something to you, but I kept going, so I didn't hear what it was.
It was Anna.
Okay, that's all.
She handles public affairs, public service announcements. She says, somebody's going to do a calendar. It's going to benefit your foundation. They emailed me back. I want to know if we wanted to advertise in it. I went, did somebody just come in with a melon scoop and scoop everybody's brains out because Bob Pittman's coming?
It's starting to feel that way because Anna's very smart.
Why would I want to advertise in a magazine that's supposed to benefit the foundation?
That seems counterproductive.
I just told her, I went, just send them back, you know, email that says, God bless and go yourself, something kind. She goes, well, we could do, you know, PSAs for them. Well, you don't know if they're going to. There's no tracking. You don't know. Say they sold 1,000 calendars. How do we know if we got all the money from those calendars?
Right.
And they want us to advertise in our own calendars. That sounds like some kind of Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Something's not adding up there.
I told her, I went, just back away from it. Don't do anything. She goes, well, what about the foundation? I went, I'll just guess how much money we would have got screwed out of, and I'll put it in. Don't worry about it. Like everybody's running around because they're all worried about Bob Pittman's coming. Logic. Logic don't live here no more.
No. I walked back around towards the rest of the offices here on our floor that last break. And I think people took down even more stuff off their desks. It really does look like a bunch of people got fired today.
Because they're worried somehow that our president CEO is going to be offended by
clutter.
Okay. I keep trying to clean up my studio because I like a tidy area.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I try and clean it up, it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Only because we keep adding more equipment, different things.
Large letters.
What?
The R.
Oh, well, we stole that off the building. People could think you were talking about a large letter somebody wrote to me.
Oh, yeah. I meant an actual really big letter.
Well, you didn't say that.
I know.
I don't want you talking to Chloe no more.
Stay away, Chloe.
Just, he's Bob. Just because he flies around in his own Iron Man suit doesn't mean he's different from us.
I think it does a little bit. It's weird, though, because I don't know if what people are worried about. If he sees a messy desk, is he going to fire somebody? Or people thinking that he's in town, it's a CEO, it's my best chance to kiss ass and move up in the company, so I want to clean? I don't know.
The clean desk is not going to move you up in the company. Now, if you left notes, post-it notes all over your desk that say, hey, clean up because Bob Pittman's coming, you probably get fired.
Mm.
Or he's going to look into your what you actually add to the company. But if all the Clear Channel stations in Dallas, short of below 90, Dallas-Fort Worth, are in the top 10, if I'm Bob Pittman, I'm going to go, place looks fine. I don't even have to go in. 12 stories, building secure, I'm out. I'm going to Edgefest.
I'm going to go party with Hozier.
If I walk into that building, there ain't pictures of people and their families on their desk. Everybody's fired. I don't know why they think that he expects it to be sanitized.
Yeah,
only official things on my desk. Well, that's not home. You want somebody's desk that looks like an extension of their home so they look forward to going to work. If it's sanitized, to me, that person doesn't look forward to going to work.
Nope. You would think you'd want to have things, because a lot of people up here, a lot of us are up here a lot. So that's another reason to why you want certain things to be more personal.
Yeah, if you're only up here a few hours a day, well, there's certainly no reason for me to bring anything personal up there.
Yeah.
Because I have no attachment to that company. The more personal things you have as a CEO, I'm going to think the more attached they are to this company.
Mm-hmm.
If everything's taken down and everything looks sterile to me, I don't think they care about this company. And I'm going to fire the first mother who don't have a picture of the family on their desk. The first person that ain't got a couple of semen tissues in their office. That means they up here a lot.
It's a good way for you to get out of the family photo thing.
How come you ain't got pictures of your family up? Because I got semen tissue all over the place.
Ah.
That's how much time I spend up here.
You are committed.
How much I love my job. Sometimes I just look at the logo and beat it.
I Heart Radio too. Oh, my God. Love my job.
Alfie, line one.
Yes.
Is she for real?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Hey, boss. I just want to say, CEOs, when they come in, it looks a lot more professional when things are clean, when things are clear. Humanly, we know that people are going to have clutter. They're going to have personal pictures and things like that. But in general, first impressions come down to if you look and dress neat, when your desk is cleaner, it looks like you're more organized. It looks like you're more professional. And in general, it just looks like the environment itself is a better running situation, and that the CEO doesn't have to come in and be like, hey, what's going on in here? You guys look like you're kind of unorganized. You guys look like you don't have things, you know, the way they need to be.
Okay, let's talk real world. Say you're the CEO. You walk into a building. It doesn't match any of the other corporate offices, but it's the highest producing cluster in the chain. Do you give a rat's ass if everything is organized or it matches up to all the other corporate offices?
Giving a rat's butt, no, I wouldn't say. But in general, it's just the first impression of what people want to give their
My
CEO
first impression
say, hey,
are the P&L, the profit loss. What, Dan?
I was going to say, unless how you want the offices to look was designed by you, the CEO.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, most people are human enough to know that.
I got it. I think Bob Pittman, and I'm speaking out of school because I don't know him that well. I think if you look at numbers and go, hey, this market's working its ass off. I don't care if I walk in and a place looks like Junior Samples Sales. BR549.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe gets it. I don't care. As long as they're working their asses off. I couldn't care less if it's pristine, take care of the equipment. If you can, shy away from taking a shit in the hall.
That would be nice.
Only for OSHA reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, if you're working, then you're getting more productivity than other corporations around the country who are micromanaging. Bob Pittman walked in and went, hey, this place is too clean. Home it up. Make it feel like you live here, because I expect you to live here.
Mm-hmm.
Home away from home. Love the place. Love me. I'm Bob
Bob Pittman. How can you not love me? Look at me. Let me take off my Iron Man suit.
Oh, my goodness. It's Papa Pittman.
That's right. Look at me. It's just flesh and blood. Papa Pittman. Just think of me. In fact, start calling me Papa Pittman. The first one calls me Papa Pittman's fired.
Now, all this other stuff is nice as far as cleaning up, or, you know, painting and cleaning up desks. But if he really wants to find stuff, all he's got to do is open the fridge in the break room.
I bet you that bitch is clean.
You
think
so?
I bet it's already clean right now. And if it's not, I'm going to go in there and defecate.
Well, I know the freezer hasn't been updated last I checked. But
I bet it's clean by tomorrow morning.
I'd be curious. Someone else needs to clean out that microwave. Looks like some sort of mass homicide of spaghetti sauce happened.
You guys microwaving rats? There's going to be some areas that somebody forgot to check. Because everybody's too worried about, I got to hide all this. I got to shove it under the desk and I put it in a box, whatever. Just look at the way the market's performing. Bob Pittman, and I ain't kissing his ass. Because I ain't got to. I don't.
Okay. But?
Didn't get to be successful
mm-hmm.
by sweating the small crap. Oh, well, their desk is far too nasty. I must let them go. There's no way that they're producing. But if you look at their numbers and they're the highest selling salesman in the cluster, that person's staying. I don't care if you got... Okay, that's ugly. I don't care what nasty thing's written on your desk.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you.
What if it's the best performing salesperson on paper, but they back into their parking spot?
Me, I'm going to let them go.
Because that's your thing. Maybe the desk stuff is Bob's thing.
My thing is the numbers thing.
I understand.
And what people do. Do they look at a job as a reason just to... So I can exist,
mm-hmm.
or do they really look forward to going to work? I look forward on the days that I come to work. I look forward to coming to work. Because to me, every day is like show and tell. What can I show to them to make them laugh? And vice versa. I think Pittman's the same way. It'd have to be. He's too creative. And again, I'm not smooching his pooter.
I know you're not. He's not here.
Even if it was tomorrow and I knew he was in the building, I would still say he's a creative genius.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that.
He created MTV. Thinking outside the border envelope, crossing the tech, whatever the thing is called. Run for the border.
No.
Thinking outside the.
Nope. Close.
Pushing the envelope. Take it to the next level.
Now you're getting some corporate ease. Now say synergy.
If I ever use that word, that either is a code word for call the police, somebody has hijacked the studio,
right?
Or you're hitting me too hard. Otherwise, I'm never uttering it.
All right.
We have one more break?
Yes.
Bye bye.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:54. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Not a whole lot going on right now. Few little things. We'll start off in Dallas. Northbound on the Tolley right at Forest Lane. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Keller Springs. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 just after Walnut Hill. That stalled vehicle is now blocking the left shoulder. Traffic kind of slow back from Park. Still in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at Harry Hines. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Watch out for that. And finally in Duncanville, westbound 20 right at Main Street. Got another stalled vehicle blocking another right lane. Traffic a little slow through there. As always, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Bank of Texas. Scattered storms in 68 tonight. Tomorrow, more storms. High of 80. Right now, 73 and 97.1. The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Still gone crazy.
I still can't get over what you said earlier. Is what if Bob Pittman doesn't even come in? It's like maybe he decides. I don't know if he's been to Dallas Fort Worth before. I don't know, but maybe he decides when he gets here he wants to go to the stockyards.
I just got into town. It's what'd you say? 2 o'clock on Friday. He's supposed to be here.
No, I think it was today or tonight that he's supposed to fly in.
Okay, so he may be here. Yeah, I want to go see the stockyards.
Yeah.
Or I just want to relax for a day. You know, I've seen all the major markets. I've seen enough. I've been in radio long enough. I know what radio studios look like. I used to be a jock. I created MTV. Mm-hmm. I'm Iron Man. I just want to go see Edge Fest and relax. I don't want to go see the building or what they've done. I assume it's clean. I told them to keep it clean. It should be clean.
Exactly.
I trust the people that I hire.
Because if they ask him, it's like, well, Mr. Pittman, are you sure you don't want to go by the building? Why? Is there something there that hasn't been done that I've asked you to? Then why do I need to go?
Why do I need to see it? If it's already clean, why do I need to see it? How come I got to see it if it's already clean?
Why
did I just walk in and all the paint smells fresh?
Well, I just figured that you want to see where all the action happens, Mr. Pittman.
I know where the action happens.
And what I mean by that is
all the action happens right here at Pittman Central. I am Action Man. I am a good time. I know where everything happens.
Yeah. What I mean by that is I really want you to come by the building so you can see all the work that we've had done that you told us all to do. I want you to be able to validate my
existence.
I know
that you did it because I told you to do it. I wouldn't have hired you if I thought you were too stupid to do it. I am Bob Pittman. Are you calling me ignorant?
No, Mr. Pittman, not at all.
Then why would I need a check on work I already told you to do? You think I hire idiots?
No.
Is that what you think of me?
No, I don't
Bob
think that at
Pittman?
All. No, not at all, Mr. Pittman. I just.
Wouldn't it be great? Seriously.
Oh, yeah, it'd be awesome. I'm going to do that.
Where you turned around a dime. Wouldn't you like to see how everything is up to spec?
Enough! I'm sick!
I already told you. I didn't tell you how to do it. You think I hire stupid people? Do you know who I am? I'm a god.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you are the Hulk. I'll beat your ass. This scene's going to work differently, Avengers. There's just so much stuff. And it's like, you know, as president, CEO. All right. So you knew I was coming.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hook you up to a polygraph. And if you lie to me,
mm-hmm. You're
fired.
Okay.
Now.
All right. I'm ready.
Did you get all this painting done and the wallpaper down and everything up to spec because you knew I was coming?
Are you hungry?
I'm going to ask you again. All I want is the truth. As long as you don't lie to me, you keep your job. Did you do all this at the last minute?
You want a steak?
Hello?
Are you thirsty? Yes. Yes, Mr. Pittman, I did it last minute.
Okay. I understand that. Everybody does that. Everybody waits till the last minute. Everybody waits till April 15th to file their taxes. Mm-hmm. They wait till almost midnight to go out to the bulk mail center just so they can get a postmark that says, I mailed this on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. What?
Nothing.
Are you pointing at something?
No, not at all.
Okay.
You just happened to catch my gaze as I was going from computer to you.
Oh, okay.
Alfie's saying line two, though.
Well, are you pointing at Alfie?
I didn't point at anything. Alfie's giving me fingers.
What do you want, David?
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Your video will be shown at 9 o'clock tonight on the news. I just saw the clip. I just walked in. I was like, oh, it's Russ Martin's video.
What do they say?
Local DJ caught SUV's wheel falling off.
Told you.
It wasn't recorded by the cops. It was the local DJ.
They used my mugshot?
No. No.
I bet they do. Record the news for me. Thank you.
I bet that's what they do. They're going to.
Local convict.
The last time you heard about Russ Martin, he was wearing this.
This.
In case you're not sure which DJ we're talking about this one. Mugshot looking like this a dream sickle.
Remember this? There's no other way you can remember him other than this picture.
You may remember local DJ Russ Martin from 97.1 The Eagle sent us this video today from his work commute to work. If you don't remember Russ Martin, maybe you remember him from this. Seven years ago when he was accused of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
A second-degree felony, good for up to 20 years in the federal pen.
All of it. So it goes from, how long do you say your video clip is?
12, 15 seconds.
Let's say 15. So it all starts with a 15-second video clip and ends with a two-minute package on Russ from 7 years ago.
Even though all the charges supposedly, air quotes, were dropped, all these questions still go unanswered. Did he? Didn't he? We don't know.
All we know is he has a mugshot.
It looks like this.
This is going to sound bad, but the only thing better would be is as they're showing the video, they do a quick little inlay of Russ's mugshot on the video.
Amateur video taken by local convict.
We're talking about Pittman?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah. Yeah, the Pittman is coming. Papa Pittman, who now has a new nickname as Iron Man. I can't wait for someone to explain that to him.
I think he probably already calls himself that.
He might. He's already, like we did the research before, he's a licensed pilot, but not just for planes, jets as well, and helicopters. So, you know, an Iron Man suit, why not?
I think I would be a dick and just skate on looking at the station. Well, what about all the work we did? All the work you did when? Well, dear, if I walk into that building and everything is up to spec and looks exactly the way I expect it to look, but I smell one atom of fresh paint, you're all fired. Just one.
Are you hungry, Bob? How about that steak?
I ate on the plane.
Bottle of wine.
Had food in my Iron Man suit.
Ardmore strippers? We brought them in from Jerry Jones.
I don't care what Jerry Jones likes to look at. I'm Bob Pittman. I have higher standards. I don't feel like looking at the station. But we pulled letters down off the building and everything. It doesn't say Clear Channel anymore, we swear.
That actually is one reason I do hope that Pittman comes in the building tomorrow before we go on the air, and he meets you, Russ, and he goes into your studio and sees that big R on your wall.
That came off the top of the building.
Yeah.
They pulled off Clear Channel.
Right, because you know he's got to be thinking,
I'm going to ask you a question as the president and CEO. Did that R come off the building? Yes, it did, Bob. In fact, I stole it. They offered it to me to hide. Because they were afraid that you was gonna know.
Well, aren't you an enterprising young lad?
I like to think of myself as a thieving bastard.
I like to think of it as creative. There's a spot for you in corporate, son.
Can I pick someone to fire, Bob?
Sure.
Thank you. Whom
would you like to fire?
Oh, well, you said you don't like things that lean against walls. I'd like to fire Don. That's all he does?
He does more than that.
Well, he may, but he does it leaning against the walls. Well, as Bob Pittman, president and CEO, I'd like to thank you for riding out Don Davis. I'd invite you to the Age of Ultron.
You're going to take him to go see the movie?
To be in it. I am Bob Pittman. I am Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr., nothing but a Kansas City maggot.
Yeah. Pittman's so powerful, he will have you in the new Avengers movie. That's been shot for months.
Did I actually get the name right?
Yes.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Now it's after 7. Let's see. Already played that, played that. You got any more audio to get to? Here we go.
Nothing timely. I got some audio from Chris Rock about baseball that I figured you and Everett could go toe-to-toe on tomorrow.
Is Everett going to be here tomorrow?
Are we not?
Everett.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think I want Bob Pittman to meet Everett.
Then we'll just put him in a corner.
Because you know Pittman will walk in and Everett will go shmoop.
And then you'll have to tell Mr. Pittman that that's your attorney.
Oh, is that why your mugshot's still on Google? Because you got an attorney that says shmoop. Alfie, what's one?
She's calling about a CEO visit she had today.
Okay. Yes, Jennifer.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
I'm fine.
I love you, longtime listener.
Thank you.
The CEO of our company, I work for Geico, just showed up unexpectedly today. And usually we get an email well in advance. Nobody can wear jeans, whatever. He walked through every floor, shook everybody's hand. It was really cool. I bet you're going to love Mr. Pittman.
So the place looked like it does any other day.
Oh, yeah, it did. Nobody expected him, like I said.
And that's what you want as a CEO. You don't want, you know, right. Going, hey, I'm coming into town on the 23rd, 24th, whatever. I'm not saying have everything cleaned up, but...
Everybody dresses in business attire, blah, blah, you know. But, no, it was very unexpected and just very weird.
And it's probably because you guys produce.
Our region is actually one of the better regions right now, apparently.
So you know you can come to work in crotchless chaps.
Woo.
No, I think that would be pushing it just a little bit.
Bad company's stuff- called Geico. You can smell like a lizard.
Mm-hmm. Put that little green thing in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Or anywhere else you want.
So what if I smell like a lizard? Look how much money I made last year. Just smell my ass. See if it smelled like cash.
I also, under my desk, got that Geico pig.
That one?
And down in the parking garage, it's the hump day camel.
I forgot about the camel.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Somewhere in a closet, the Geico cavemen, along with that stupid-ass TV show that they tried to do.
I think it was ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this will work. I want tomorrow to come. I wish it was then now. And I wish Monday was now.
Why Monday?
Just so I could talk about everything that happened over the weekend and how people walked around. Oh, it's. Do we curtsy to Mr. Pittman?
Yes, you do. You're supposed to curtsy. If men, you were supposed to curtsy. That's how it's supposed to be.
Do we kiss his ring? What if he's wearing a ring? Do we kiss that?
That you may just have to go on physical cues. However, when he extends his hand, yes, you are supposed to grab it with both your hands, kneel, and kiss. Kiss the hand. It's like you're meeting the Pope.
So if he extends his penis, which part do I kiss?
Maybe start on the side. Sort of like a kiss on the cheek, both sides. You don't want to be too direct.
The French do?
Yeah, you don't want to be so direct and go straight on.
So good to meet you.
Perfect. That way it feels proper.
Does he have the ability to knight me?
Oh, certainly, yes. Yes, he can knight you.
What about mount me?
The area is still a little gray. However, we like to think of it as if...
You want some time?
If he does happen to mount you, maybe just
kind of go with it until he's done.
Yeah, don't, kind of like a Mississippi leg out. Sometimes it's best just let him finish.
But it sounds like he's choking on a bone.
No. He's got it up. He's fine. but he does have a little Mississippi leg held in him. He does start in on you.
If he's already in town, he's even either become a bigger fan of the show, or all of us are.
Okay, but if it's the last part, it's after 7. We tell him it was Nikki 6.
Nikki 6 does this amazing impression of Russ.
It's spot on. It's freaky. Mm-hmm.
Where he's sounds like he runs past 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's really Nikki. But it sounds like Russ.
Yeah.
So anything that was said about Bob Pittman was Nikki 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. We can go. We can play the warning thing one more time. Up to you. It's after 7.
I think the warning thing is fitting.
Okay. Especially since we're not sure if he's in town or not.
Right. And don't forget, in case you run into him in the hall, kiss both sides.
Like they're French.
Yes.
Unless he extends his penis.
In which case you still kiss both sides.
Right. How do I know if I should kiss him in the center? Say it.
If the tongue comes out.
The tongue out of his penis?
Attention. Attention. All iHeartMedia workers. Warning. Warning. Bob Pittman is coming. Bob Pittman is coming. Things that you should know about Bob Pittman, who is coming. He doesn't like things that lean against walls. He hates the color purple. The actual color, not the Oprah movie. He has webbed toes and a third nipple. He keeps his youthful looks by consuming the souls of the damned. He keeps an army of invisible micro drones flying around the station to monitor everyone all the time. He hates Luke Bryan and anyone that does impersonations of Luke Bryan. He travels with a personal chef who only makes wedge salads. He owns the moon. He's working on a secret dinosaur cloning project to enslave the Earth with. He and President Obama have created a machine that controls the weather. He travels around the country in his very own working Iron Man suit. He sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber filled with air from supermodel queefs. And he hates babies. Warning! Warning! Bob Pittman is coming!
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. And for all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys later.
The Metroplex.